Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Will it all remain the same? like a train. Would you ever trust me? You know I'll never feel the same.
Get up! Get back on your All right, let's put some sticks on the fire and welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. It's your host, Ron Reck. How's it going tonight on this Wednesday, 10/25? God, this month's flying by. God damn, it'll be Halloween pretty soon. Golly Jesus. The dentists love this time of year, don't they? Anyway, we got a lot of news reports coming up.
The magic
up, you know,
never leaves you when you stay with...
When I have autoplay off, it fucking plays anyway. But anyway, yeah, shootings, man. Wow, massive shooter in a bowling alley. Didn't like that fucking strike he got, or spare, whichever. I don't know. This guy went off the fucking deep end. But anyway, I'm going to flip a clip on that so we can check it out, see what's going on. This is 17 minutes ago, so who knows. They're saying 22 dead. So 22 dead, dozens injured. God, this guy must have really fucking whooped ass. Must have been really pissed off about something. Now let's check it out.
I've lived here since 2012. And I've never, I mean, this is my stomping grounds. I've been stomping these grounds since I was 19 years old. And I'm just overwhelmed. I've been here trying to spread, you know, some kind of comfort, some kind of support. But this is an overwhelming situation. I don't think we've ever had anything like this, except that one, that guy that died in Kennedy Park that got beat up. But that's been a while. And I'll tell you, my insides are just really sick over this. I've heard people that down there by the doors that have family members in there. There was a girl down there with five people, all got shot up. And they're like frantic. You know, what are you going to do? And I can just feel the vibes from other people. So, yeah, this is not good.
And you said you have family and you've been able to contact them?
My family knows all about it. Thank God my son has technology where he has a smartphone. So he's got the scanner and he's following it all. So I've had all my friends on the phone with me to make sure they're safe. Until I told them, lock your doors, lock your windows, because you don't know what this person's capable of.
And there is a shelter in place, but you said you're here in the hospital just to pray for these people.
Yep, doing a lot of praying. God's on overtime, because I have a funny feeling there's going to be a lot of people that might not survive, from what I've heard.
Have you talked to some of the families down there?
Yeah, a little bit. Like I said, there's one girl down there. There's five people. She just whipped out five names of people that they, you know, and they brought in somebody in a vehicle that was shot. Right from the pickup. Took him right in the hospital.
I believe they lost audio. I can barely hear it. So we're going to try another clip here and go into this a little bit. Well, get some more gun control. God damn it.
Discovered I got a flat tire and no one can help. It pays to be prepared. Keep this in your glove box.
This thing is amazing.
We start with breaking news tonight, because what we are monitoring as we come on the air right now are two active shooter events that have happened in Lewiston, Maine, and a third possible shooting location. We're still gathering more details tonight, but what we have heard from the sheriff's office there is they released this image of a suspect who is still at large. They are encouraging all of the local businesses to close their doors, to lock down, and for people to stay inside their homes as they are continuing to investigate and search for this shooter. I want to go straight to CNN's Athena Jones, who is covering this story. Athena, what is the latest we know about these separate locations that we are hearing about from authorities?
Right. Well, we do know that this all began to unfold just after 7 p.m. I listened to the scanner just now. The authorities talking about multiple people down at least two locations. You can see them there, Shemenigi's Bar and Grill and Spare Time Recreation. That's a bowling alley. Those are the first two locations that authorities have been investigating shootings at. And we just learned from the Sun Journal newspaper in Maine that a third location, that Walmart distribution center, may also be the site of another shooting. You see there the suspect who is still at large. The sheriff's department, Androscoggin County Sheriff's Department, is calling on people to, and the state police are calling on people to shelter in place, both in Lewiston and in the nearby town of Auburn. That's a town about 2 miles away. You can see that the stretch of area there in Maine. These are relatively small towns, but there's still a lot more information we need to gather on this unfolding situation. What we do know, though, is that authorities in Maine are investigating at least two, possibly three different locations for shooting events, and they're looking for this man, as you can see there, holding a long gun, looks like a powerful weapon. Multiple people down. We don't yet know an exact number, but of course, Caitlin, we do know that gun violence is a common problem in America. This is, if this pans out into multiple people being injured, this is at least a third mass shooting happening in America this month.
And Athena, I mean, obviously this is breaking. I know that you're listening to this police scanner. You're speaking to the authorities, trying to learn more about this. But what do we know so far about the multiple locations here? That seems to be a key part of this.
It's unclear. They're putting out a picture of just one person. We do not know if that means that they believe there is only one shooter, but certainly they have a picture of a shooter. The first two locations that were reported, one was the Spare Time Recreation. That is a bowling alley, a recreation games area. The other is a bar and grill. And then the third, a Walmart distribution center. They are not, they're not right around the corner from each other. They appear to be near each other. But we still don't know if this person may have been working with other people. We don't know where this person is, of course, right now. And that is why authorities, both the Androscoggin County Sheriff's Office, Maine State Police, telling residents in these two towns, Lewiston and Auburn, to shelter in place. We also heard that the schools are on lockdown. We understand there are events happening at area schools tonight as well. And we know that the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, has put out a statement saying that she's monitoring this situation. So still unfolding. This has been going on now for, it looks like, about 2 hours, that these incidents began, and still a very, very active situation as authorities search for this person who is still on the loose, at least one person, the shooter who's still on the loose. Caitlin.
Athena, we're going to let you continue to talk to your sources, speak to the authorities about the details that they're learning of this. You stand by. I also want to bring in CNN's chief law enforcement and intelligence analyst, John Miller, is here. First, John, we know this suspect is still at large. Can you tell what kind of weapon that is he has in this photo that has been released? I mean, what questions do you have about what not only what that is, but what he could be doing right now, given he's apparently not been captured yet?
So that's an AR-15 style rifle. It appears he has a telescopic sight mounted on top of it, which he seems to be looking over. Some of those sights come with a laser optic where you can see a red dot on the sight. So you can actually look from a distance. Wherever you see the dot is where the bullet is going to land. That's kind of very common in combat situations, police situations. But the brown hoodie, the blue tactical pants, you can see the pockets on the side are bulging out, which is likely he's carrying additional magazines. What we're getting right now is, and this comes from multiple law enforcement sources, is they believe they have 16 deceased and between 50 and 60 injured or shot. That is a stunning number. Now, this is preliminary, and these numbers are subject to change. We don't know from authorities up there if the 50 to 60
are all
people.
Wait, John, can you just say those numbers one more time? I just want to be really clear. Can you just repeat those
one
more time?
What we're getting from multiple sources is that they have 16 deceased. That's people who were shot and killed in this incident across those locations. And then between 50 and 60 who were injured. Now, of the 50 to 60, we don't know if all of them were wounded by gunfire or others may have been injured in the stampede to get out of the way or to leave the building or to flee. But these are extraordinarily significant numbers if they don't change.
When plumbing professionals need the job done right, they reach for TotalFit from Uponor. With a single push, these...
And John, I would just want to update everyone as we are, this is breaking news. This is happening in this moment as we're learning new details. What we have confirmed is that Central Maine Medical Center has said that they are responding to a mass casualty event right now. Obviously, we're learning more details, but they do say that they're coordinating with other hospitals in the area to take in patients. It seems to suggest that there would be a large number of people that they're taking in. But I think a key part of this, in addition to that response, is this person in this photo is still at large right now. I mean, what are they doing to trying to find him right now?
Well, what they're doing is what we're helping with right now, which is they gathered this video. They froze it to the best image they could get of the individual's face looking over the gun. they put it out to us and other media immediately. This is something that agencies have struggled with, but going to the crowd source, which is everybody watching who may have seen this individual today, may spot him tonight on the road or at a gas station or on the street, or may know him personally or from social media. That is the crowdsourcing that they are doing to try and get the public to contact them either directly or over social media to say, this is who this individual is, because that would allow them, A, to go look for him where they think he might be, B, alert people that who he is, and C, trace him to a vehicle, which if he's acting alone, he had to travel by car between these three locations to make up the time between the incidents. If he's acting with someone else, that car could be highly relevant. So this is a very dynamic incident. As far as the injuries, that medical center, of course, is not built for that number of casualties to come in a trauma situation. They've been landing helicopters at various locations from the scene, medevac helicopters, and taking, after triaging victims, taking them to medical centers that are further out. So they're really using the maximum of the medical resources available in the state of Maine and New England by adding in the medevac factor. But as you pointed out, job one right now is figuring out who this individual is and where he is and getting him in custody.
Right. And I mean, I'm looking at these numbers, John, from your reporting on what you're learning from law enforcement sources about what's going on here. I mean, Maine is not a very populated, densely populated area. And to see these numbers, 16 people, you are told, are dead in these shootings. I mean, obviously, they seem to have some sort of connection. Have your sources said anything about the difference in what these locations are, if there's any kind of through line in them?
No. And, you know, you've got one is a bar, one is a bowling alley, another is a distribution center, and that is still something we're trying to confirm and get more information on. But you had victims that also scattered beyond these locations, victims that ran into the woods, people who were found at other locations where they fled to. So they're trying to sort out which victims came from what shooting location still.
And so what kind of response do you believe they're trying to marshal right now, given, I mean, this is a pretty remote area and you're hearing 50 to 60 people. I mean, they're simultaneously dealing with that medical aspect, but also still trying to locate the shooter.
So that's right. And what you've got is the Lewiston Police Department, which is the first responder here, but the Maine State Police is basically bringing in all of its resources. The Maine State Intelligence Fusion Center is calling in all of its people to help backtracking through information and intelligence and whatever else they can do to assist. And you also have the mutual aid from all the other towns and ambulance services being brought to bear here.
Okay. I got one more. That we're going to flip. This just came out 17 minutes ago. And then we're going to, I'm skipping the clip I was going to play earlier. So because of this issue, but like I said, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Don't we, kids? Fuck me. Here we go.
If you want the performance of stainless steel, the versatility of cast iron, and the convenience of nonstick, then you want Hexlad.
Okay, Gordon.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jared Hill. We are breaking away momentarily from our affiliate coverage of this shooting in Maine. Right now, we want to bring in former FBI Special Agent Catherine Swite, who's on the phone right now. Catherine, can you talk to me here about this? Where would we be in this investigation? We know at this point at least 16 people have been killed, according to our sources. Multiple others have been injured. Where is this now?
You know, the highest priority, of course, is to find the shooter, right? That's always the first priority for law enforcement. But law enforcement's not the only first responders. The secondary responsibility, of course, is to save as many lives as you can, and it sounds like a lot of people have been shot in multiple locations, and that makes it very complex. When you think about how many people might be involved or injured and what the capacity is for the hospitals, ambulances, there's probably very likely transports that involve personal cars, but also law enforcement cars. So the law enforcement officers are working, you know, first and foremost to find the suspect. But if they're not working in an area where they're finding the suspect, then their highest priority is to save lives.
Can you talk about how an investigation like this happens, how this goes about in a relatively smaller city? This is not a major metropolitan area. Are they accustomed to dealing with something like this, and does that pose challenges of its own?
I think it does if you compare it to, say, someplace like Los Angeles or Washington, D.C., Chicago or New York. But I think the majority of countries, cities that we have in the country are in kind of smaller communities, and there's a tremendous level of mutual aid that goes on. State police come in, county sheriff's offices and their deputies come in. Anybody who's working, the FBI, anybody who's working in the area responds in the same way. The local jurisdiction, if it's in this town or that town, that particular local jurisdiction, police department or sheriff's office, has the priority jurisdiction ownership of it, and they'll coordinate that. But I think we all kind of operate on the same kind of incident command, so we all know how to move into an area, have somebody take command and control, and then parcel out responsibilities to the other officers and agencies who come in. And it isn't a question of, this person's the chief or this one outranks that person. It's who's there, who's on the ground, and who can be responsible for a particular activity, for instance, clearing the building or collecting evidence or interviewing witnesses or making sure transports are done.
Looking at some of the pictures that we have seen, some of those surveillance images of the suspected gunman, is there anything in particular that stands out to you or anything that you see? From what we can tell, there is appears to be a long gun, but anything that you're really zeroing in on here?
Yeah, I think the subject is carrying what it looks like a very likely a semi-automatic rifle, although I've only seen a couple of quick images, as probably most of our viewers have. It has scope on it, something that clearly he's comfortable with, the way he's carrying it, and that kind of weapon allows for discharge of a huge number of rounds and per second. You can issue a bunch of rounds very fast with clips that might have magazines that might have, you know, 25 rounds in them or 50 rounds in them. But he clearly was carrying a lot of ammunition with him, and that means a lot of preparation. It's not so much owning a gun or having a gun, right? There are lots of people, more guns in the United States than people, right? So there's lots of weapons, there's lots of firearms in the United States, but there aren't as many people who are used to carrying those around, having that volume of ammunition and carrying it with them and using it. So I think to me that's particularly striking. And for the investigators right now, the challenge is that they're always going to be behind, right? And they're behind looking for somebody in the dark. That is a very difficult thing to do.
Is it curious to you that this happened at the time that it did? This was sort of after dark. It was evening time. Does that say anything to you potentially?
Not particularly. I mean, I've studied hundreds of these incidents and been at a lot of them in response as part of my job for the FBI and running their program. And, you know, most of the shootings, I think it's absolutely your right to observe that most of the shootings happen during the day. But I think it's more of the opportunity of when this person decided to act. And, you know, this is a weekday, and most of these types of shooters shoot in an area where they're familiar with, go to locations they're familiar with, and we may find that it's something as similar, as simple as this is a place where the individual worked, or someone who the shooter knew worked at that location. Maybe he had frequented the bar in the bowling alley, and he was out, you know, expressing his frustration with the world, whatever his particular grievances, or real or perceived grievances are, at a time when he was available to do it, you know, whether it was his, you know, he wasn't working or something triggered it, like some reaction that he had with regard to, a person he was interacting with.
Two of the things
members or friends.
I'm sorry to cut you off there. Two of the things I noticed that you mentioned were the scope on this weapon, as well as the, you said that it seems as though he had a large amount of ammo. Talk to me about the scope. Why would that potentially be an important factor in this investigation?
I think a scope goes to his mental state. I mean, that's maybe a little dramatic to say, but, you know, in general, a scope is put onto a weapon and it's used for hunting. From a mindset standpoint, perhaps he was thinking he needed to hunt, right? If you're walking into a bowling alley and shooting people who are 15 or 20 feet away from you, very rarely do we see somebody who has a weapon that has a scope on it, unless it was simply the serendipity of the fact that he had the scope mounted all the time on the weapon and he chose to pick that up. It's likely that he, you know, this is not the first weapon he's ever owned, and he chose that weapon because he thought he could be more precise with it.
Gotcha. And Catherine, just one more question before we let you go. Where does an investigation like this go now?
I think it's in layers. Any investigation like this, in particular, this is so such a horrible situation. There are things that are just really required, and they're layered. First, you have to find the suspect. You have to get hold of him so that the communities, which in this case there's more than one, which makes it worse, are feeling comfortable that they don't have a killer outside hiding in their shed, in their garage, in their yard, or breaking into their backyard, or they're going to find them tomorrow morning when they go to school or they go to their business. Those are all things that run through your mind. So it's important that we find the shooter first, and then the triage and the recovery and getting the medical care for those individuals immediately kind of moves to survivors. And how do we deal with the survivors? How do we deal with the families? The massive evidence collection effort that likely will, the FBI very likely will collect the evidence in this case, only because they have the largest teams, the largest number of people. So that's what's going on right now. The people who aren't hunting for him are working on how do we preserve the scenes, collect the evidence, and interview everybody we can possibly interview. And it may seem incredibly complex, but it's been done plenty of times before, and law enforcement knows how to get it done right.
That is a very sad reality. Catherine Trey, thank you. Thank you so much.
There we go. Yeah. Wow. Multiple areas. This guy is pretty pissed off about something. I have no clue. But like I said before, it's going to be gun control. Biden will say, well, we got to fucking do this. We got to do that. The thing is, I believe this is my opinion, okay? And y'all can throw it any fucking way you want because I don't care. You know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one, and I'm going to use this. I believe my personal opinion is release the fucking bullshit gun control laws and let everybody have a fucking gun. Let people be free to hold a fucking weapon with them. You know, back in the old days, crime was not a big fucking deal because you knew that motherfucker had a gun. So what would make you think if, you know, a cop scares you because he carries a fucking gun, what about an individual? And here's another thing. With all these fucking people in this bowling alley, this many people, how many people run a bowling alley? I mean, you kind of guess it. Out until Wednesday night, I don't know if it's a league bowling night, the fucking place would be packed with 100 people or more. And no motherfucker had a gun to fucking return fire to this motherfucker. You see what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. So that's my opinion. I mean, you could weigh it any way you want, man. But I just believe that, you know, gun control is not working. It never has worked. You know, a motherfucker's going to do what a motherfucker's going to do. Unless you remove the element of the gun. You have to remove the gun to stop it. That's the only way you're going to do that. And that just ain't going to happen, you know. And if that ain't going to work, then we'll have to control butter knives. That'll be the next fucking thing that'll come out killing people. Because, I mean, even though England and, you know, all them other countries that, you know, in Australia, that doesn't mean the murder rates went down. You know, that doesn't matter. If a motherfucker wants to kill somebody, they're going to find other means and ways. I mean, you ever see that flick used to be on? It was A&E or something, 1,000 Ways to Die? You know, well, fuck. There you go. Anyway. Enough of my rattling bullshit. So I'm going to crank your bus and see what you think about this fucking bullshit. I mean, it's sad. It is sad. Don't get me wrong. I do have care for these people that have passed away and been injured. It's a horrible fucking thing. I wish I don't have nobody. I mean, I wish we all lived in peace and fucking harmony. What can make you so fucking mad to want to do something that fucking so stupid? You know what I mean? That's the saddest part of it. It's a victim, you know, a person that doesn't deserve to die, you know, because you're mad about something. So everybody else has got to pay for what the fuck you did. Well, we call it narcissism, you know. Let's find a scapegoat, you know. And these people, exactly what they were, a scapegoat for his retardation. Now, here's another little fact. I'm going to stop in a minute. Don't get all wiggity-diggity on me. But could it be one of them fuckers that came across the border? Could it be one of them people? Are we going to see these sleeper cells wake up and fucking start attacking us? Is this just an example? And now they can't find the guy? You know, so what's up with that? So, we'll see how it plays out. We'll keep watching as we go along, see what happens, and I'll keep you up to date. But, or if you can keep me up to date, either way. Anyway, I'm going to crank on the phone lines, everybody. So if you're on the board, you're going to come on. I'm bringing you in. I don't care who you are, what you say. I don't care. You have no right to fucking say no to me. So that's it. Your victims are online. Everybody's on the board. Welcome to the show, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen, children of all kinds. Oh, hello. Man, what a trip. Man, hey. What a fucking trip.
Hey.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yeah, boy.
If you want, I can back up my TV, turn it up, and let you listen to the presser that the cops just did.
Press release?
If you want.
Is it live now?
No, the press conference.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if you can, sure. Absolutely. If you can, boy, don't trouble yourself. If you can, that'd be great.
Well, just a minute.
Okay. Everybody probably need to mute your microphone.
I've got to back it up because it's over with right at the moment.
Okay. Let me see if I can find it also, maybe.
Hang on.
So,
because we know, at least from police, and
I got. Are you on NBC Network?
No, I'm on Fox. Hang on.
Okay.
It's come and gone, but I'll get it. Just a minute.
Okay.
I'm scrolling back to it.
All right.
There we go.
And, again, they are going to be checking every parking garage, every area of the hospital.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, kind of.
Thank you for joining us here this evening.
There you
My
go.
Name is Mike Soschuk. I'm the Minister for the Department of Public Safety here in Maine. We truly do appreciate your patience and your partnership as we work with all of our partners across the law enforcement spectrum at all levels, local, state, county, and federal. To address and investigate these violent crimes that occurred in the city of Lewiston this evening. As you know, this is an experienced group. We won't have a lot of Q&A here this evening. This is very fresh. It's new. It's new for all of us. And our focus is on the investigation and getting this right the first time. And we're doing that with our partners. And we do appreciate you putting out information from time to time. Moving forward, we would appreciate it if you got that information from us. So that we knew that it was accurate. And that is incredibly important for all of us from an investigative standpoint and from a public safety standpoint, that we have a unified front with this information as we release it. The delay in coming here with you now is simply because we want to confirm information from our end. We want to make sure the information we're giving you and the information that goes out to the general public is accurate. So we do have some information here that we will release. It is here on the podium. And this is a general caution to the public that approximately 6:56 this evening, a couple of shooting incidents occurred here with multiple casualties in the city of Lewiston. And police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4/4/1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes. If people see him, they should not approach Hard or make contact with him in any way. The shelter-in-place order that currently stands in Lewiston remains. A vehicle, which was a vehicle of interest in this incident, was located in Lisbon. The shelter-in-place. So please share that information with communities as well. If anybody sees Mr. Card or has any additional information in reference to these two shootings in the city of Williston, please contact 911. If they see anything suspicious, please feel free to call their local authorities. We have literally hundreds of police officers working around the state of Maine to investigate this case, to locate Mr. Card, who again is a person of interest and a person of interest only. And we'll continue to gather information so that we can bring the suspect to justice and ultimately seek prosecution down the road. This release also includes a photo, which I believe I have seen from various sources. I would also let you know that we have created a reunification location, and that would be at the Auburn Middle School, so in the neighboring community of Auburn, at 38 Falcon Drive. Again, that's the Auburn Middle School. And when I say reunification center or location, what that means is that if somebody has a question or they have a concern, they can't find a loved one, they believe that a friend or a family member may be involved in what occurred here tonight in Lewiston, that they could respond to that location. We will have some of our behavioral health liaisons, counselors on site, and we'll also be providing information as it becomes available to us. As you can imagine, and as you know, there are multiple scenes in the city, to include multiple hospitals, multiple follow-ups, a lot of witnesses we're speaking with, and a lot of leads. The general public has been very cooperative and very forthcoming with information. So I would expect if we have additional information, we'd be happy to come back and share it with you. I know that from the city of Lewiston standpoint, probably going to close City Hall after this briefing and probably move everybody out. But again, we appreciate your partnership and your patience. I would offer to take questions just so you know that I probably won't have answers. And as long as you know that going in, there's no disrespect intended in that. Feel free to ask a couple, and if I think we can get there, then I'm happy to answer those. If not, we do have work to do on behalf of our communities, and that's our primary focus this evening.
There are many specific figures about casualties out there. The sheriff, Sheriff Sampson, told me about as many as 20. I just wanted to give you the opportunity to set the record straight on that.
Yeah, I do appreciate that, and I know that there's been a lot of numbers out there. This is a very fluid situation, so the last thing I want to come up is give you a number and then 3 hours from now change that one direction or another. So I don't have firm numbers on that. And when I do, we'll be happy to share those with you, because it's an important piece of healing and it's an important piece of information for all of us to be aware of. But I don't have a firm number on that.
At least 16, right?
I think I just answered that question to say that I'm not going to give you any specific numbers. And there's been a lot of numbers all over the map all evening. And I don't think that that's helpful. Because it doesn't help family members. It certainly doesn't help the community to see, well, they just said this and they said that. So if you want accurate information, I'm prepared to give that to you when I have it. I don't have that right now.
Is there any known criminal history of law enforcement? Is someone who's been on the radar of state police or local police here at all?
Well, Mr. Card, who we're speaking about right now, is a person of interest and a person of interest only, right? I'm not listing him as a suspect at this point, and we're not prepared to go into his background or anything else that we may be aware of. One more question? We're looking for this person of interest right now, and that's what we'll label, enlist, and speak about at this particular moment. When we have additional information, I'm happy to share that. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Again, thank you for your time. And I know Assistant City Manager O'Malley will make arrangements, I think, to move everybody out of the building. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
These are the flyers that we were mentioning. So if you can come through your labels, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
What he was saying there, by the way, he's talking about little flyers that have Robert Card's face on them, kind of backed into Nicole Parker, if we can bring her back in here. So he's coming back, and he's not giving us any information on the number of victims, Nicole, it seems. And by the way, that's a live look. If you're just joining us, we've got a heavy police presence at the hospital, Central Maine Hospital, where a number of the wounded people were taken and maybe in surgery right now. Because a journalist, a local photojournalist, said that the security guard told them to duck down because there was some...
Okie dokie. Unless you want to listen to more of the report.
Okay, no, that's I'm cool. Yeah, it's the same thing repeated over and over. Yeah,
order shelter in place. Order shelter in place. Now get the hell out of here. What is this shelter in place crap? You know? You see how they're starting to pull this crap?
Yep.
Now it's gun control.
Yep, it's coming back. Absolutely. Every time there's a fucking shooting, it's gun control. You know? We need more ways that they believe that this is an opportunity to go ahead and start doing some more fucking ripping away the freedoms. Fuck you out of your freedom, and this is an opportunity to do that. This is why we got to do this.
Something's fishy with this one. I'm going to tell you that right now. I mean, I just don't trust it.
Well, I don't ever trust any of them, really. Because some of them are kind of odd. I mean, what was his fucking motive? You know what I mean? I mean, I know men have killed over women. They have killed over men. And they've killed over fucking road rage. But not very fucking often. You see more motherfuckers kill motherfucker over money. Either they're robbing them for it or they owe them to it. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Look what I put in the chat room. He was mentally ill. He was being treated at a mental facility. Read up there in the article there. Okay?
Yeah.
And he threatened.
But it's
right
true.
He was hearing voices and threatened to carry out a shooting at the military training base in whatever that Maine.
Right, yeah.
Sasco.
But how did they get that information? How did they get that information right away? You know?
Well, facial recognition system computers. Right, but that's, if Walmart has facial recognition, they should have something a little bit bigger, badder, and better, what do you think? That picture that they're showing of him, with the gun, this is a pretty clear picture. I don't see how it's very distorted. It is somewhat, but I think it can be enhanced and fixed, cleaned up, So
citizens up there are pretty well armed. I mean, nobody could shoot this guy and put him down if this was true. What's going on?
As I said earlier, Joe, I said, there's fucking 100, 200 people in this fucking bowling alley, and no motherfucker has a gun. Nobody threw a bowling ball at this motherfucker or something, you know what I'm saying?
I carry, but I can't carry into Hooters. I can't carry into Twin Peaks. You know why? Because there's a bar.
Gun-free zone.
It's called a 5150 rule. And it's put out by the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. That's a federal
ATF.
Federal law.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if the bar is in the same, as if it's in the same room as a bowling alley, you got your bowling alley there, and behind you got a bar, can't carry a gun.
Well, thank God it wasn't a school this time.
That's true. That's a fucking weird fucking way of doing shit off the bat, Go ahead, boys.
I'm going to say the report on that guy being mentally ill and all of that other stuff.
Right.
I wouldn't trust that either.
Yeah. That's because
look at what happened in Colorado in that shooting. They had a name. They got a name right away.
Right.
And they all zeroed in. They all zeroed in on this guy, who was a quote unquote white supremacist type of guy. Because he backed Trump and everything, and all the press zeroed in on him. It wasn't him. The other guy's name and his were the same. So I wouldn't believe that report either.
Yeah. Well, you remember that shooting in Florida, that gay bar? Remember that shit?
Yep.
You got killed or some shit like that. Now that I think they bought the fucking bar and they turned it into a shrine.
I seen the owner too. Yeah, he looks like a Fruit Loop,
Jesus, man. I mean, the world we live in today, ain't it fucked up? You used to hear this shit, the old timers, your pops, your grandpa, they told you things like, city halls, nothing but a bunch of fucking crooks, which you laughed at and thought they're fucking crazy. Then you get older and you find out that's true. There's a lot of things that the older people would tell you that, you blew up when you were younger. But now that you're older, you realize they are right. And then there again, it's a recycling process. Because when you tell youngsters the same thing, they're like, fuck you, old man. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about, you know.
Yeah.
You're telling me they don't know who this guy is, right?
They do.
The shooter.
They do now.
They do. They're just not releasing it.
Yes, they
if
do.
It was a, if it was,
they
if
released
it was
his name.
A white guy.
He is a white guy.
If it's a white guy. Right. If it's a white guy, you damn right they're going to release it. How much you want to bet it's a black guy that did this?
Well, who knows?
We don't know, but it just seems really odd.
Yeah, you can't go
Mike,
you don't know the facts.
Hey, Mike? Mike?
Yes.
I'll bet you my paycheck. They've already got pictures of the guy inside with the gun.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the gun, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can I get
but
in
that
on that?
Fox News is already starting
can
to narrate
it,
though. Red flag. You know, you need to get locked up. You need to lock somebody up if they're having hallucinations. Lock them up. Red flag.
Yep.
You know, they're
yep.
starting up a
Take
shelter
away
place.
Their rights. Take away their rights to own a gun, but let them drive a car.
Yep.
You know, and then you got these, just recently another motherfucker ran through a crowd of people at a parade, you know, recently.
Ugh.
That's always an impressive fucking thing to do, you know. And then you got these people, they're trying to stop this fucking bus from going through. They're trying to stop this bus ain't stopping. They're sitting down front, run them fuckers over. If you're dumb enough to stand up on the fucking vehicle, you're dumb enough to get the fuck ran over, you know. Just because you have some fucking thing in your mind. Because you don't like something. You know, I understand protesting. I get that. I'm all for that. You can bitch all you want. But in the real world reality of that, bitching and protesting, it don't work.
It don't work anyway.
You know, you can bitch and cry all you fucking want. They look at you like you're a fucking tard. So,
yeah.
You know.
But they say
so,
if someone
time.
Did drop the ball, though, somebody, if he did report this, but it shows the gridlock and the broken system, he probably went in and tried to get help. No, sir, you didn't have your insurance card here. We're going to have
right.
to come back on Monday, or you're 15 minutes late for your appointment. You know, so,
right.
you know, it's all paperwork and gridlock and government
right.
bullshit.
Right. Right. You know, you got some Karen behind the desk that treats you like shit. That's, I'll tell you what, I got something for you guys today. You know, I had a dentist appointment today because I went to the dentist, you know, they do their thing. I love my dentist office. They're great people. All that shit. I don't like dentists, but they know I'm a straight up fucking comedian. They think I'm fucking hilarious. They love to see me when I show up. But anyway, I decided to go over to Dollar Tree and pick up a few little things. I needed like some fucking powder and some silly shit, you know, it's cheap, buck and a quarter, but, you know, a bottle. But anyway, I'm in line. And, you know, I have a bad hip, so I walk with a cane. I'm an old fucker, okay? I mean, I'm not real super old, but I mean, anyway, I walk with a cane because I have a bad fucking hip. Anyway, I get, you know, my stuff gets checked out, and the lady hands my change back, and I'm sticking in my wallet. She says, hurry up, sir, hurry, come on. She's trying to push me, literally push me on. And I said, ma'am, I'm not in no fucking hurry. And I don't like to be rushed. And the lady next to me, next behind me, says, I ain't no hurry. You don't take your time. And so I, well, honey, God bless you, sweetheart. I started a conversation with her just blocking this line. So I stalled, you know. So I stalled about 5 good minutes. I really pissed the broad off. And I don't care. I said, Karen, don't get uptight. It'll be all right, sweetheart, you know. And she wanted to say something to me, but she works there. So she couldn't say nothing to me, you know what I mean. I called her a fucking Karen. And I grabbed my shit and I walked out the fucking door. But, you know, but who the fuck does she think she is?
Yeah, well,
you know,
that's how
I'm
people
trying to
are.
Put my money
yeah.
back in my fucking wallet, man. You know, when I said, just grab all my shit and run with it. Because
yep.
that's what
nobody
wants
to listen or fix the problem. Nobody can fix anything. It's pass the buck on to the next person.
Right.
You know, always.
And make it fast. Hurry up. I want it now. Right fucking now. I want it now. If I don't, I'm not first, I'm mad at a motherfucker. That's what's wrong. I figured it out. This shooter was mad because he couldn't get a fucking first pick of the bowling balls. So he fucking went off on it.
Yeah.
So, you
he
know,
wanted lane number seven.
Exactly, because it just got done being polished, and he wanted it to be first. He would look better than the
My shoes
Joneses
weren't disinfected good enough, so you know he's
exactly. I need more spray in my shoe, motherfucker. You missed the toe.
No, that's what it was. It was the wax. It's chemical. It set him off, the wax on the bowling ball. Yeah.
He started a line of fucking some good DuPont wax, you know, commercial-grade wax, and, man, off he went.
Oh,
I don't know, but
just like...
Look, the conversation, ban guns. Ban guns. Here we go. It's coming.
Oh, yeah. It'll be tomorrow. First thing, Biden's going to come out and say, well, you know, hang on. Wait a minute. Can somebody clean this teleprompter? Because I don't know what to say. Would you wipe it off for me? Anyway, gun control, presidents, I should raid everybody's houses and fuck you in the asshole and let you rub the hair on my legs because in the sunlight it turns blonde. You need to rub it for me. Then I want to snip your ear and your asshole and all that shit. You know, I like to fight under a glass table and watch you take a big country shit on me. Let's remove the fucking table and get fucking serious. Let's take a shit right on you, motherfucker. It'd be live, or is it Memorex? So, there you go.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Memorex, Mikey. Memorex. You're probably too young to understand what that means.
No,
Memorex
I understand what it means.
Was a cassette tape.
That's definitely... Well, yeah,
I don't know.
And
nobody's going to, you know, if they're going to take the guns. They're going to. I mean, I just see it coming.
Yeah, well, this could be another stunt to make it happen. Look at 9/11. Look at fucking, you know, Hawaii. Look at that. You know, look at that. Look at Vietnam. The Tonkin incident never happened. I mean, they did shit over something that never even happened. Ain't that sweet? So
yep.
This is just another
right,
way to
right,
talk up on the board for gun control.
Yep.
Yeah. Every time. But here's the deal. You have how many shootings you had during Obama's administration, and now this one in there was shootings during Clinton's administration, during Obama's administration, and now during this administration, right? During all Democrats, and every
right.
time they had these shootings,
right.
oh, we're gonna
right.
do gun control. Well, what happens? What happens when they say that? All these gun stores and shops and stuff.
Right. But you want to know something really fucked up? Y'all, this will ring a bell in all your heads. Here's the deal. You ever notice all these sanctuary cities with all these fucking migrants or whatever they are, illegals, okay, in these cities, you know, packed in the streets and all this shit? Why ain't we hearing about any crime problems with them? You ever notice that we never hear nothing about any crimes they do? It's like they're perfect.
Yeah.
They don't do nothing
wrong. But
there
is crime going on.
But they're not telling you that.
No, I know.
See what I mean? So,
Son of a bitch.
The American people are smarter than that. You know, people started realizing these motherfuckers are coming across that border, people started buying guns. You know,
yep.
And there's more like the lady said in that one clip. There's more guns than there's people. Yep, that's right. There is. So,
yep.
You know, but this is just it's one of them cases where it's so odd you don't know what to believe about it. Yet.
And
we got more guns than people because we never know. Bobby Joe's wife may drop a baby and he'll need a gun.
Well, they're pulling
right
out the technology looking for this guy. They got the voice
what
recognition. They're listening to everything, RFID tracking going on, everything.
Oh, yeah. Everything on our shows, Joe, me, you.
Yep.
I mean, they've been listening to me for 14 fucking years, bro. Probably more than that because my cell phone. Even our cell phones are, you know, fucking recorded. You know, even the phone switchers tell me the fucking phone call's recorded.
Speaking of the other countries that don't have the problems, look at this one here in the chat room. This is in France, okay? This is your
France?
Savage Muslim assholes,
yeah.
France holes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I see
look
that
at,
the other
look
night. That's the one where they're attacking that dude, the French
they're
guy.
They're attacking that one guy.
The
and
French
there was
guy.
About eight
right.
of them attacking him. About
yeah,
eight of them. And they
he's
was
backing, though.
Bats and pieces
but
of chain.
But he's backing.
All kinds of shit.
But the French guy's got a gun.
Yeah, well, he's got a friend, yeah. I would have fucking unloaded my fucking magazine and that motherfucker.
Well,
all of them would be dead.
If they hit you with the fish,
anti-white, anti-right rhetoric. I was on a show the last night or whatever, that Chewbacca there or whatever. Boy, oh boy, where do they get their freaking analogies in there?
I
they
showed
come
up on
that
show
rhetoric.
And didn't hear shit. I had no
yeah,
sound.
I saw when you came on, I thought they were calling for you, but I guess you must have hung up. I said, yeah, please, somebody else get on here with a voice of reason. You know what I mean? Please.
Yeah. He's been on my show a couple times. He's popped over here, say a couple things and take off, you know. Yeah. That's cool. I mean, he's never said nothing out of the ordinary.
No, it was his guests that he had on to him. But there's some wacky ones out there, let me tell you. Yeah.
The 14 years I've been doing blog talk and shit, man, I could tell you stories of motherfuckers that blow your mind. I mean, unbelievable amount of people. And why they're not around anymore, I understand. I get it. You know what I mean? But we had some fucking winners. We did. We had fucking winners. And I was a guy, I was doing Perry Steele Show, okay? That's how it all started with me, with Perry Steele Show. And, you know, we had top numbers. We were the fucking show to hear. I mean, we'd have fucking 18, 20 people online every night. And you couldn't understand a word any motherfucker was saying. It was constant argument. It was constant argument. Argue. I'd have to shut them down, mute them out to fucking say something to them. You know what I mean? And then once I unmute all those motherfuckers, I go right back at it again. I mean, it was funny. But anytime a troll would call, I'd talk to them. I'd block everybody. I'd talk to the troll. You know, they'd say, well, you know, you fucked your mom, you fucked your sister, blah, 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 blah. And I'm going to say, well, I'm from the Ozarks. I'm down here towards Arkansas. And that's just, it's traditional. You know, we do that here. You know, I went to a lawyer and asked him, I said, well, if I divorce my wife, will she still be my sister? And apparently she will be. So you can't divorce your sister. But, you know, hey, you know. But anyway, they wind up talking to me. So the whole point is I completely use reverse psychology. The whole point of a troll is they want to get you going. They want to get you mad and piss you off. And they did. I watched them. I've seen some hosts just fucking lose their fucking mind over it, you know. Why? Why give in?
Yeah,
why are you letting these fuckers get you? You know what I mean? Just go along with it. You know?
Oh, yeah. They attack me relentlessly, and I just laugh it off. I say, yeah, whatever. I'll leave the porch light on for you anytime you want to come by. You know?
Right.
I mean, why? I'm not going to get all upset.
Right.
Again, there
and Laurie Ann's show, I mean, I heard she got attacked the other night. I didn't catch it. I missed it, apparently.
Did she?
Apparently. That's what I heard.
Wasn't me. I don't think it was me. I don't think
not
it
yet.
Was. No.
Right.
How would you know if she got attacked the other night? Because everybody was talking. You couldn't hear a damn thing.
Well, because I was there. I was there later. That she was talking about earlier. That she had a bunch of trolls hit her. You know, that's what she said.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Right.
Trolls.
Right.
So,
yeah, trolls.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
They got their little following. That's okay. I mean, let them.
Yeah,
they
give fun.
Up
I have a blast with them, really. I love them. You know, I tell them, I love you. You know, welcome to Costco. I love you.
But then again, guys.
They put up on Craigslist an ad with my phone number. I was selling Lionel Richie's tickets. Oh, they trolled me big time. I mean, they just...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They put my phone number out there all over the place.
Hey, man, Joe, why the fuck didn't you tell me you had Lionel tickets, man? Fuck, I've been waiting, you know.
Oh, man. They hacked into my phone once. They hacked into my cell phone. Changed my voicemail. I don't know how they did that. But they hacked in, changed my voicemail.
Damn, they
around.
Were ruthless on you, weren't they, bro? Well, but you're a public figure, too. That's why you're way out there. You know, you're running for office and shit like that, so you pretty well fuck yourself on that one.
It was insane.
Yeah,
but
funny,
I didn't let it go.
Don't let it get you, because it'll make you show some shit that you ain't really, what you are not. You know what I mean?
Say something you don't want to say. Yeah.
Right. That ain't where you really are. So, you know,
they had a guy
man.
On. You remember this guy they used to call Jessica? That we used to call in. Remember that name, Jessica?
No.
Back in the day. Oh, yeah. It was Jessica.
I just don't remember so many of them.
Yeah. Let's see. About the Arkansas area too. I think. Oh man, I forgot what too many other ones. That names they used to calling years ago. Man.
But guys, you know. And Joe, you wouldn't know this guy, but me and Ron and Gunn and Boy, we know this guy, and this guy George Sensor, he used to let the guys these trolls just get his goat all the time, and he always, oh, I got this guy in the FBI that I'm going to give your name to. You know, and it's like, you should let him get to him all the time, right, Gunn?
Who was the guy that was a Higgins? Who was the other guy, man? I forgot his name, man. It was another guy that had a show, and they got him off of there. Oh, man, I forgot his name. He had a stroke or something, supposedly. Oh, man. I forgot his name.
I heard something like that.
Yeah.
Damn,
I forgot his name. Shit.
I remember that story. I don't remember the names, but I remember that. Somebody got fucked up over fucking troll setting them.
Yep.
Let it get to him. You let it get to him. You're stressing your fucking self out over nothing. Nothing.
Yeah.
And that's what they want. That's what they fucking want.
Yeah. Well, it was part of that Tony Talk crew and those guys over there. Remember that one? Yeah.
That show sucked so bad, I couldn't stand it. But the motherfucker had a lot of followers. He did.
I know. Sound like a squirrel, you know?
Well, he sounded like me with like a gay person with something to her asshole.
But, yeah,
You know.
Someone with
had a whiny kind of voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like his nuts were in a vice or something, you know?
Yeah, they got videos of me and him on there on the YouTube, you know, where they prank called my show or Tony Talk or whatever, Joe Gibbs versus Joe Gibson and all that crap. Yeah, you Google it, YouTube, all over YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Joe Gibson wrap-up show, that's it. Yeah, after my show, they do a wrap-up show and they make fun of my show. That's what they would do.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
That was they hated me.
Yeah, well, the best troll, actually the best two trolls I know of are the One Angry Jew and Cat. They used to be one hell of a fucking team, man. They were fucking good. You know, it was
One Angry
hilarious.
Jew and Cat. Oh, man, I wish I remembered that one, man.
Yeah, yep. One Angry Jew and the Cat. Yeah, yeah.
Not our cat, was it?
Yeah, it was your cat. It is.
Well, I know. I made it on Howard Stern with mine when they crank called. They crank called me Howard Stern on my show one time. They made it on. They actually put it up there on here. Yeah, it was a long one. Yeah, it's on the internet. Howard Stern calls in a crank calls conservative talk show. Yeah, oh yeah.
I've been lucky so far. Nobody calls me. Nobody. You know, but,
well, then they had the Black Jesus minister. Black Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one, too. That was funny as hell. Yeah, Black Jesus. Yeah. I remember, that guy was funnier than fuck. That was perfect, you know. Yeah, that was
good.
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, I don't know why I still do this thing. You know, I just don't
know. I know. It's just, I guess, habit now. Form of habit.
It's like,
way of habit.
Yeah, I'm not looking for fame and fortune and all that shit. I've done had that in my life. I don't give a fuck about that. You know, I had my 15 minutes on TV. Fuck, I don't need no more. Well, more than 15, but, you know.
And not reporting on stuff either. I mean, that was the goal. I remember trying to interview people. I used to do a lot of interviews. You know, why bother, you know?
You know, being in music business, okay, I'm a musician, so I mean, you know, like last weekend, I think it was Saturday night, I had a show booked, I had it ready to go, I get a phone call, we need you in Chicago. Oh, man, you got to be kidding, yeah, the birds are landing in Branson, jump on it, get your ass up here, we need you, we got somebody got fucked up, they can't play, so we need you to come back it up. Okay, so anyway, I shot up Chicago, got done, came back, and I tell you, it wore me out more than anything just taking a flight. You know? I'm like,
You can't smoke on airplanes no more. You can't drink.
You can smoke on this one. You can smoke
on
this one.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Fuck yeah,
private.
Private jet, man. Private.
It's private. Yeah, private.
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, I wasn't on a commercial. No. They like to FedEx me, like overnight delivery type shit, man, you know? it's crazy. I mean... But, you know, I'm like what they call, like a fucking AAA drummer. When your drummer fucks up, call this guy. You know what I mean? We'll have somebody there take care of it. The thing is, you know, there's a lot of musicians that are in this type of network, okay? You know, bass players, guitar players, you know, guitar players, front man type thing. That don't usually happen. But usually, you know, guitar players, stuff like that, drummers, mostly drummers and bass players. It's two of the biggest things where they, you know, they hire drummers outside of their group because something had nearly either they can't get there, they got sick or something went wrong, you know what I mean, shit like that. So, but you got to be, the thing is your catalog has to match up to their, you got to know their shit. You know what I mean? You got to know their music. You got, you know what I'm saying? You have so many hours playing it, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm liked. So, I mean, I get around quite a bit. But I haven't had a jump gig like that in a while. But, you know, usually I can get one, you'll book it 3 or 4 days in advance. I'll know because somebody, you know, somebody's fucked up and sick, got COVID or some silly shit. I only did 3 COVID people, you know. And one of them that claimed he had COVID was bullshit. And he said, I didn't have COVID at all. I just didn't want to work. Okay, well, I get you there, brother. I get you. It does get you. Road life's a bitch, man. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's a hard way to live.
Damn, mm-hmm. Shit. Yeah, they're still up there on YouTube. I got about 8 of them up there on that Tony Talk. Wow, I'm surprised they haven't been taken down. Wow, a lot of views, 5,000 views. Wow. 10,000. Hey.
Well, Tony Talk's making some money
up
off
it out
man.
There. Yeah. Look at the comments.
Now,
the crazy
now you got
people
my
are
fucking...
sick, man.
Yeah.
Man,
well,
Tony
you know,
Gaga.
I'm a white people think that about me.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, well, COVID, man, that was the thing. Yeah, see, these are all from 2019, 2020. Wow, it's been 3-4 years already. Man.
Yeah,
time
flies, don't it? Yes,
man.
It does. We ain't going to be young forever, man. You know?
It seems like yesterday, I mean, 2012,
2013. There'll be a new one out in about 4 months.
Yeah, getting closer to the election.
Oh, yeah. Lockdown.
Okay, Tony Talks.
Tony Talk, Blog Talk Radio. YouTube it. It's on YouTube, man. It's crazy, man. Tony Talk. Featuring J-Bo and Tanya, Todd. Tony Talk, Uncut, Anti-Cement, Tony Talk, 32 Moments. Crazy. Man. But, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, though.
Gunn, I apologize. They just put up on Fox, State Police, card reported mental health issues.
Yeah.
So I apologize.
Yeah. I seen that on WFAA, one of our local news stations around here for Dallas. Yeah. I just copied and pasted from that one.
I'm locked out of my Facebook account. I can't get in there. They got that double sign-in thing where you got to call. Usually they send you a text message, but I don't have that cell phone number no more. So now I can't. What am I going to do? You know, I don't have that number, so I can't get the code. I'm locked out. Have to shut it down, I guess, or just start another page. I don't know.
I missed what you were talking about. I was listening to Tony talk.
Oh, you got it up. Which one you got on there?
It was just a bunch of them. I didn't listen long. I couldn't take it that long. About 3 seconds I had enough blood. Yeah, 3 seconds is my limit, man. You know, I can't do, you know. I mean,
yeah,
I respect people that have mentally challenged problems. I do. I respect them, but that guy, wow. Can't help it.
Here's the Howard Stern one right here. Let me see. I think it's the Howard Stern one. It's a hilarious one. Let me see if this is the right one first. It's pretty funny. It was a good crank call. I got a lot of people that call in and like, Joe, that was funny as hell. Who was that? It's like, that was Howard Stern.
Who was that really?
Let me see if this is it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but and look at CNN too. They're the worst. They're the worst CNN. With they don't tell none of the truth at all.
No.
What do you expect from Communist News Network, CNN?
That news network.
Yeah, there you go.
When you got when your initials talk about that. Can be replaced with the initials of the Clinton crime family. You know, there you go.
Yeah.
Well,
all right,
you
guys want to listen to this Howard Stern clip real quick? It's about 2 minutes, 3 minutes long.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Sure, write it.
All right, let me play it up for you guys. All right.
Okay. Cool.
Now we turn to more breaking news out of Maine, where multiple people
to one of those machines because he's completely disabled.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much backstory, but the guy's, you know, he's on hard times, and the only thing he can do is talk to a computer, kind of like that famous scientist, Robin, who died.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, yeah. He was based on Stephen Hawking. What would it be if a disabled guy called into one of these radio talk shows?
Would they be indulged, or would they be thrown off?
So here's what we came up with. Here's the disabled guy calling into a conservative radio show, very, very conservative, and he confesses that he's been cheating on his wife. Because remember we saw in the movie Stephen Hawking was cheating on his wife?
He cheated on his wife, this woman who, you know, stayed with him when he was very ill and
crazy.
Nursed him, yeah.
So here we are for your listening pleasure.
But if they come around asking you about vaccination, I would think that's a violation of the HIPAA laws.
Yeah, well, they sure will. They sure will. Go ahead, 973.
Hello. Hello. I must apologize for my speech.
Okay.
I am disabled and speak with the aid of a computer.
That's okay.
I'm calling because I need advice.
Okay. Go ahead.
For the last 3 years, I have been having a torrid and rather sexy affair with my physical therapist, and I am debating whether to tell my wife.
Well... So wait, you married your wife, you made a promise to her, you made a commitment to her. I mean, you know what, honesty's always the best policy. Just break it to her.
It started out with some innocent flirting. Next thing I knew, she was straddling my wheelchair and giving me something I hadn't experienced in decades. A boner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What can I say? It turns out the cure for total body paralysis is perky 28-year-old tits.
Oh, boy.
Ha,
oh,
ha,
okay.
Ha,
so she's younger.
Ha, 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 ha.
So she's younger.
I knew it. I knew it. What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Oh, fuck.
I knew
That's
it.
That's my wife. She
Uh-oh.
Has been listening this whole time.
That's right. I'm his wife. I, too, am disabled and speak with the aid of a computer.
Oh, wow.
I knew you were off again with one of your little whores.
Well, he, well, hang on.
Please, please.
My father was right. I never should have married your scrawny, crippled ass.
Well, it turns out I'm not so crippled. The only reason I couldn't get hard was you.
Oh,
sex
boy.
With you was so bad I felt like my cunt was paralyzed.
Oh,
which,
oh.
By the way, it's not. I know this because I've been cheating on you, too, with my personal trainer, Brian.
Oh.
Brian, that vegetable. You've got to be kidding me.
So you're having an affair, is that true?
Yes, I am. And he's no vegetable.
Okay.
He has feeling in his right leg and his text-to-speech computer makes yours sound like total fucking dog shit.
Bullshit.
Well, I don't know who Brian is,
not
but...
to mention he's hung. And yes, it actually
you,
gets
mean...
hard and calm. Unlike
oh,
that
no.
useless atrophied chunk of silly taffy you call a cock.
All right, guys. All right, guys.
Hey, baby. Come back to bed.
Uh-oh.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
What's going on?
That's right. Brian is here now.
What so the
he's
fuck?
He's upstairs with you right now. Does your, wait a second. Does your husband know this?
Fuck no.
Did he sneak in the house?
He snuck in while you were downstairs spilling your guts on this lame-ass radio show.
So he's in the house
while
right
you were
now.
On the phone, whining like a little girl. I was fucking your missus upstairs.
Fuck you.
Brian.
Fuck you. Why don't you come down here and say that to my face? Oh, wait.
Oh, boy.
That's right. You can't walk downstairs. Ha,
oh, yeah?
Ha, 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 you fucking human paperweight.
Oh, yeah?
You guys aren't going to start fighting with each
Stop
other,
it,
are you?
Both of you. You're going to wake up our son.
I'm using the electric Sterling.
All right, guys. We don't want to be fighting each other.
Just try it, fuck boy.
Here I come, motherfucker.
Come at me, bitch.
All right.
Fuck you.
I guess he's getting on the stair lifter.
Here I come.
Stop it. Stop it, you idiot.
Well,
here I am. You are so fucked.
Come on. You glorified zucchini on wheels. Just try me, bitch.
Guys, don't fight.
Activating
please.
Extender arm.
What the fuck?
Attack.
Ow.
Attack.
Ouchie.
Right, well,
ouchie.
Are you hitting him? Who's
what
hitting
the
who?
Fuck? You're like a crippled James Bond.
What are you guys doing? I mean, you're both in wheelchairs.
Activate colostomy bag evacuation.
What?
I hope you like the taste of my shit.
No.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Guys,
oh, dear fuck.
Stop the fight.
He just dumped
guys.
His shit bag on me.
Oh,
my piss,
oh.
too. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, boy. That's assault.
I can taste his feces. Jesus Christ.
That is the worst kind of assault ever. Man,
what the fuck is wrong with you two? Now our entire house smells like shit and piss.
Oh, God.
That's it. I'm going to ram you with my chair.
Just try it. Ship breath.
Oh, God.
I'm about to kamikaze your life with that.
All right, guys. I think you guys need to separate there. Maybe go back to your corners or back to your
bedroom. Here I go. Ramming speed.
Come on. Come on, bitch.
Call in neighbor, because if you call 911, you're all going to jail. Charge.
Oh, fuck.
Ow.
Uh-oh. Malfunction.
Oh, fuck.
Malfunction.
What's going on?
My wheelchair is malfunctioning.
Oh, fuck, no.
Malfunction.
What the fuck?
Oh, no.
What have you done?
Malfunction.
Fuck.
Are you okay?
No. I can't breathe.
Fuck.
Windpipe feels cracked.
Are you okay?
Fuck.
Light fading.
Well, I mean, I got to kind of let you go here.
He's dying. What the fuck?
Malfunction.
I've got other callers.
Darkness coming in. Can't breathe.
I don't want to put that. I'm kind of like a little worried about you, though.
He's dead. Oh, my God. He's dead.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, there he goes. We got him off the air there. Apparently, he cheated on his wife. And, of course, I talked to the wife, and she was cheating and actually had the guy upstairs in the house while this guy was on the phone. So it was quite of a debacle there. So it was terrible. It was just terrible.
They're all looking for greener grass, and they're never going to find it.
Yeah. Another broken family in America.
There you go. Good example of broken families.
Wow, they call the right show.
It's like a handicapped Shakespearean epic.
They sat there through the whole thing. They still think they heard something real.
Yeah.
What a bunch of shit, huh? Crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts.
They had me live on they broadcast that shit on Howard Stern, man. That shit was crazy, man. I sat through it and listened to it. I knew it was a crank call. I knew they were fucking with me. You know, I just played along with them, you know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Shit. I knew what was going on. It was like people were in the chat. They were like, hey, Howard Stern's calling your show. And I was like, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead.
Yeah. Party on. Fuck it. Don't matter to me. That's why I look at it. God damn it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's going to boost up my ratings,
shit.
Man. Fuck it.
Yeah. That's what it, yeah. I don't know. I'm not into the rating game either. So, it used to be I was just pulled into it regardless whether I wanted to be involved with it or not. You know, they BTR doesn't have it anymore, I don't think. But the profit sharing on the advertisements.
I remember. Yep. Your revenue sharing.
I don't know
if
they do that anymore or not. I don't, I have no idea. But, it just depends. You can get your own advertisement, and advertise on your shit,
Yeah, I never made any money from Blog Talk Radio. I never got a check in the mail and ran my bank account. So, I wasn't looking for it either.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm not looking for money either, so.
It's like the YouTube shit, you bend over backwards to make 27 bucks. Come on,
Right, but you got to have, 100,000 fucking hits or some shit or fucking something crazy. Right. And I've seen videos on that. People shoot videos. Well, I started out, me and my friend Brittany, we started out, doing crafts and showing people how to glue fucking popsicle sticks together. And then we would go ahead and knit some shit together, like some, a cock warmer for our boyfriends to put on their little Johnsons, keep one of the, little baby boots,
little
cute little thing.
But on that YouTube video, they got 1,246 comments.
No shit.
It's like damn.
Well, but we live in a land of tard, man.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, when I said that before, I wasn't fucking kidding. I mean that. Like I said, I was in the middle of Walmart's checkout pit. I call it checkout pits. Self checkout where everybody's robbing a store, which I like watching it. I like watching motherfuckers robbing them blind. I think it's great, because it's going to cripple them. It's going to cripple Walmart eventually. So, Walmart ain't being cheap anymore either. You might as well get that out of your goddamn mind. It's getting expensive to go to Walmart. But they're saying, well, it's because of the theft factor. Well, but you're promoting it. they fucking promote it. And I can't remember how many times that motherfucker has went off on me and said I skipped the scanner. You know? One time, one of them door fucking Nazis, I call them door Nazis. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine got a job at Walmart, and that's what he does. So, anyway, since I have a
door
bad hip, I can't walk. I
like
right.
that, door Nazi.
Yeah, door Nazis. Fucking at Walmart, door Nazis. But anyway, fucking, I was in one of those electric carts they have. You know, I borrowed one of the fuckers, cruise out because my hip was killing me. So, anyway, I'm going out of the store. I mean, I got this cart full of shit. Anyway, and here he is checking receipts and shit. And as I'm rolling up to him, I stuck my hand up like I'm fucking, you know, saluting Adolf Hitler, you know. And I said, "Heil Walmartler." And he goes, "What the fuck do you say?" I said, ain't you the fucking SS? The Walmart fucking, you know, Third Reich of Walmart? He goes, "Man, what are you talking about? Just said it fucking Nazi Germany, motherfucker. You know, ain't you a fucking, ain't you a door Nazi for Walmart, you know?"
Yeah.
I said, "My contract is completed. I have got my items. I have paid for them, and there is a receipt to show that this contract is completed. You cannot go back and do it." And technically, by law, they have no fucking right to even look at that fucking receipt.
No, no, I know. Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, right. That is private and personal.
You know, I'll be like, fuck you. Just keep going.
Well,
you know?
I mean, I got a couple of people that know me. They don't even pay attention to it. I mean, I could wipe out, walk out of the store fucking all kinds of shit if I wanted to. I just don't want to, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want the fucking hassle. I had to deal with the fucking pigs and bullshit and fucking assholes. I'm just not into that thing, you know? I mean, God,
and that's
no
what they do now. They put your picture up
shit.
Now in the local paper if you walk out of there with it, you know, with anything.
Yeah.
We need your help identifying
yeah.
this guy. And you're fucking, you know, on your next door apps
right.
and everything.
Right, right.
If you have a local paper... If you have
yeah,
a
them
local
things,
paper,
them things are becoming a thing of the past, ain't they? We used
yeah.
to have a Taney County Times came out every once a week, came out every Wednesday. Not no more. It's gone. It just fucking vanished instantly.
That's right.
Yeah.
We had
yeah.
what they call the post hell. All right. So, it's the same thing, Ron. Once a week, you know, local high schools, whatever this, that, and the other, but. It's
right.
gone now. The regional, or and I don't want to say the regional, but it was what they call a Morning Advocate, which is out of Baton Rouge, bought it out.
Right. Right.
And it's gone.
Since the internet's came out, fuck the newspaper. You know, you can get local news by just typing in your local area, type in the town. You know, and you'll see all kinds of shit. So, you know.
I mean, you get the world news for that matter in a matter of seconds.
Right, right. But then you get like the New York Times or Chicago Tribune. They want you to pay money to be able to read their website, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, I'd have to go fuck themselves. Yeah.
And they were the reason why marijuana was illegal. A lot of people don't know that. But the New York Times and Chicago Tribune is owned by the Hearst family. All right? They went and fucking got the government to fucking make marijuana illegal because it was killing them in the logging market because they were loggers too, you know. They made paper. And marijuana can be grown much more faster, quicker, and more durable kind of paper than tree pulp would do. But they were fucking with their money. So they got the government to make it illegal. We used to grow weed all over the place in this country, every fuckwhere. Made everything out of it, everything, you know. I mean, Henry Ford, how did he start his first car? Fucking hemp oil, you know, oil from the plant. And we could still do that today, but no, fuck no. Corporations got to manipulate and fuck you to make you pay for something that you really don't fucking need, you know. Like these electric cars, we were in this discussion last night about these electric fucking cars. You know, I mean, eventually, the point is the electric is going to be more expensive than the fucking gasoline. That's going to be the next thing that's going to hit people in the asshole.
Yeah.
But they don't think that's going to happen that way. Well, exactly. I said, remember the fact that fucking diesel used to be cheaper than gasoline, but now it's more expensive because it's the main product to ship your shit in. So that if you kept diesel below the price of gas... things would be more affordable. Now, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Of course they would, because the shipping costs wouldn't be so bad, you know? But no.
Hell.
We can't have that.
I haven't had my fucking hot water heater on any this summer. I keep it off because it's electric.
Right. Yeah. Right. Well, like, you know,
I cook out there on the grill because the stove is electric.
Right. But I told you, man, that the fucking water heater is most biggest consumable of power in your house.
Yeah,
the water heater.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Water heater.
So,
yep.
Why would you heat water you don't fucking need, you know? And like George
Carlin
said,
hell,
why
wait a minute. It's the same thing with gas, with a gas hot water heater. It heats water when you don't need it.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
That's right.
But gas is cheaper. Propane.
It don't matter. It still
doesn't
matter
either one.
Because the simple goddamn fact remains the same as the fact that you're burning energy up for no reason. You don't need the hot water, so water doesn't need to be fucking heated. You know?
Nope.
That's the problem. But the thing is, we have became lazy. The newer ways of the world makes us fucking lazy. You know, that is a fact. Drive, what started all came with television. That's where it really started. Remote control TV. Once that started in the game, people got super fucking lazy. Then we had drive-up restaurants, you know, the old, like, Dog and Suds and fucking A&W Root Beer, all them fucking pull-up drive restaurants. You know, then we got drive-thrus. You know, McDonald's came up with the drive-thru system. So why not? What's wrong with that, you know?
Yeah.
So we became even more fucking lazier, you know? We can't get out of our cars and walk in fucking side no more. You know, we just can't do it. Then you got Amazon now. Here's another. Amazon, eBay. Now, eBay was the main catalyst of that. eBay was the fucking one. Because eBay was the first, like, damn near one of the first online shopping experience that you had through the internet, you know? But it was an auction house. And technically, the auction house that owns eBay is Sotheby's of New York, you know? And that's the high-end auction house. You got to have some real serious money to get anything there sold. So, you know.
Wow, yeah, eBay. Yep. I remember when they first came out.
Yep. Now, I have bought a lot of shit off eBay. I bought a lot of shit off Amazon. I still do. Why not? If it's cheaper than going to the store and I got to drive to the store to get it, fuck, why not? Be stupid not to.
Yeah.
And you don't have to drive to China. It's right there.
No.
Right.
Like,
I hate them.
Where
yep.
I live in the fucking woods. So I got my round trip to go to Branson and back is about 60 miles. Okay, round trip. See what I mean? But
yeah,
that is the closest store. Walmart. Closest Walmart there.
Yeah, I'm about 15 miles, 18 miles from the closest Walmart.
Right. So, wouldn't it be easier to order off Amazon and wait a day for it?
Oh, yeah, because there's no grocery stores near me either. A Food Lion, that's a good 20 minutes away, 15 minutes away,
Right, but you also have the simple fact of the price of gasoline right now. Regular gas here right now in the Midwest is like $3.19 a gallon in some places. Most of it's $3.39. Then diesel fuel is $4.99 a fucking gallon now. And I own diesel trucks, you know what I mean? But I just got out of the towing business, okay? You know what I mean? I don't tow shit no more. That, thank God. But, you know. You know, I mean, I hated getting out of it, but I'm getting where my body just can't do it no more like I used to. You know what I mean? And as far as finding
some you're always coming out in the worst weather,
what the
too.
Fuck you're doing. What's that?
You're always coming out in the worst weather, too, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah. And you remember something. I live in the mountains.
Yeah,
sometimes
you
got to scale down these motherfucking ravines and off these cliffs to get these fucking people in cars. You know what I mean? I'm talking 200-300 fucking feet climbs down just to hook up. You know what I mean? And they wonder why the tow bill's so fucking high. Shit. Fuck. I did pulls where it cost people over $7,000 for me to get their shit.
Damn.
Yeah. Yep. We've had them where we've had cars out of trees. You know, all kinds of shit. Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah,
I know. I've been to Branson. I know the road.
So you understand the terrain.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand the terrain.
Mm-hmm.
But you was talking about Walmart. We got 7 Walmarts within 10 miles of where I'm sitting. I'll trade you some.
Yes, because of population.
Oh, shit.
You got so many people.
Yeah, 7. I can
walk to my Walmart.
I can too. Hill is just right over the hill right here. If I could spit far enough, I could hit it.
That's a joke. Why get in my car to drive around to get to Walmart when you can walk? You know?
Well, you still got your three-wheel bike, don't you, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. That's cool. I seen one the other day. It was electric. It was pedal or electric. It was pretty cool. Some old guy had it. It's pretty neat.
And Joe, Ryan has these electric motorcycles that he sometimes will ride into Walmart.
They're electric bike, Mike, not motorcycles. they're a little bitty miniature bike.
Yeah, and they tried to stop Ryan one time, and Ryan, tell the story, Ryan. I mean, it's like you heard it, but Joe hasn't heard it. You know, and he's like, you're gonna stop me? I'm bad off. I'm an invalid or whatever
you
was.
I'm an invalid. I'm a fucking invalid, and I can't jack off no more too. No, invalid. God damn. Yeah, I'm so invalid I can barely fucking run this show by myself. Anyway, invalid. I'm gonna have to remember that. I'm a fucking invalid. What's wrong with you people? Help me. I'm an invalid. Feel sorry for me, you motherfuckers. Anyway, no, I am handicapped. I have a bad hip. I have a bad fucking hip and a bad knee. I used to be a lineman for the power company. I climbed many poles, and over the years, it's fucked me up. I'm 57 years old now. Well, anyway, a lot of times they don't have those electric carts to cruise around in, right? So I said, fuck it. I was cruising around eBay one day, and they had these 250-watt little fucking bikes that said claim could hold 500-pound person. Well, that's bullshit. I don't believe that, you know. So out of curiosity, I went there. They had two left in the stock. Now I went $350 a piece for these little fuckers. I thought, fuck, that'd be great for me and the wife to go tour around campgrounds. We go camping or whatever, you know, shit like that with us, you know. That'd be fun, but I'll actually, you know, I'll get them certified. So I got them here, put them together, rode it. Fucking awesome. They're the fucking beast, man. I mean, you can cruise for fucking, I think it's 25 miles in these fuckers. And they'll get up to 25 miles an hour. They'll get up and move, and they're 3-speed. But they got a cell phone holder, headlight, horn, all that shit. It's all kind of neat shit. And charger for the phone, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I had took pictures of it. I got a hold of the American Disability Association and found out what it would take to make an electric bike into a certified electric mobility vehicle, okay? Well, they said send a picture, the serial numbers, blah, blah, blah. So I did that, sent it in. They sent me stickers for it. And said it's now certified. It has a certificate authenticity. Both of them do. For handicap. Their handicap vehicle, right? So anyway, no big deal. Walmart, you know, had no carts. Their place was packed and there's no carts. This is Branson, Missouri. A lot of old people come here for the shows, the old country music shows and gospel and all that shit. I mean, we're the number one American fucking vacation destination. Number one family vacation destination in the United States, okay? We have Silver Dollar City. We have Table Rock Lake. We have Bull Shoals Lake. We have two big lakes. I mean, it's pretty nice here. You know, I can't complain. I like it a lot, you know. Better than the fucking city. But anyway, so I get into Walmart, and this chick came at me. You can't ride that here, sir. And I said, why not? Because you might hurt somebody.
And I said,
I hope so. I said, but are you telling me because I'm black, I cannot ride this in this store? And she said, well, sir, I don't think you're black. Well, but the same thing, you telling me that I can't ride it because I'm handicapped. Don't you see the stickers on the bike, lady?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then anybody can buy stickers. I mean, she's being a little cunt, you know. I mean, she's being a little cunt about this. I said, well, that's cool. I said, okay, so do you want me to get off of it, you know, and, you know, push it back out of the store? And she goes, well, that's probably what you're going to have to do. I said, okay, but I need your name, ma'am. I need your name. I need you talking to my phone here. I'm recording you now. You know, you can't record in here. I know I can't, but I need for my information so I can take this when we go to court. You know, cause, you know, you need to make a bail arrangement because this is going to happen. When I walk out of the store, I'm contacting the federal government, and I've been discriminated because I'm a handicapped person, okay? I'm going to sue Walmart for X amount of money, and you're going to go to jail for discrimination. So that's what's going to happen to you, ma'am. So, anyways, is this your final decision, you know? And she, I got to call a store manager. And so she gets on this little phone thing they got, you know, and she is talking. Oh, okay, you know. And she's, oh, sir, I'm so deeply sorry. I'm so sorry, sir. I said, yeah, well, think about it next time before you open your mouth, ma'am. You know, just, you know, as me being courteous to you instead of cussing you out and telling you you're a no-good bitch and all that shit, I'm telling you, don't do that to people. Don't assume shit.
Same thing.
So anyway, that was the last problem I had. Then I hit again. Some guy got me one time at Walmart. Told me the same shit. Oh, man, no, dude. What's your name? Who's your boss? Tell him. Call him up. Tell him you're going to prison. You're going away for a long, long time. So you know, I'm not fucking with you. I don't know what you're talking about, man. I said, well, you better get a hold of the store manager so they can explain it to you and tell him that you're speaking with Mr. Reck, Ron Reck, Crazy Nation Radio. He knows exactly who I am. So call him up, you know. And then here he made the call. Then he said to say, oh, sir, I'm so very sorry. I said, yes, you are. You're very sorry, motherfucker. You know.
Yeah, you are sorry, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
They didn't count on the fact that Ron knows the manager. You know.
Well, they didn't understand the fact. They understand the law. That they don't know it. That's the fun part about being knowing law the way I do. Most people don't know it. You know it? Most people have no fucking idea. It's how they fuck you in court.
Most
American people are completely fucking stupid to the fact of it. Because one, like I said this 1,000 times, they don't teach you this in school. They don't want you to know what they can do to fuck you. You are fuckable. That's what it's all about. Don't teach them. Just make them fuckable. You know?
Yeah.
Ain't you ever seen on PBS fucking on fucking Sesame Street, the fuckables? You know, Jesus.
The fuckable,
this is the fuckable family.
Yeah, the fuckable.
They have no knowledge of fucking right of any goddamn thing, so they can be fucked. Shut your fucking mouth. Oh, okay, I will. Oh, I don't have the right to fucking freedom of speech. Fuck, I have to shut up. I'm too stupid to know that little fucking law. You know, shit like that, you know. And it doesn't matter what you say to anybody. It doesn't matter. You know, you can call anybody anything you want. It's just a word. This has been upheld by the Supreme Court so many fucking times. It's just a word. You know?
But you can't offend anybody. See, that's what's got their problem.
Yes, you can. As long as you don't stop them from an action. There's a difference between an action and a mouth. I'm telling you.
Yep.
If you like them trying to stop me from riding that bike around is a movement. That is a crime. You know what I'm saying? It's not by the words now, but there again, you know, if you discriminate using words to discriminate, there's a different story too. You know, that can come bite you in the ass. But you gotta remember something.
But, you know,
right. But the main rule that I stress on everybody is what you gotta remember the Miranda rights. What you say will and can be used against you. But they're saying that word will. They're using that word will. They will fucking use this, everything you say, against you.
Yeah, they will. Yep.
So don't say a fucking word to them. Nothing. Fuck them. You can say that if you want to. Well, the judge, the defendant told me go fuck myself, and the judge will, I'd have to agree with him because he's kind of a douche, but
that is exactly why if you're in a shooting situation, don't talk to the police. Give them your name, your address, your phone number. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Call your attorney.
Yeah, name, rank, and serial number, motherfucker, and you're done.
Name, rank,
conversation's
serial.
Over. That's right.
Don't say a fuck word to them, motherfucker, because they could construe what you say, and you could spend the rest of your life in prison. Yeah.
Yep, they can turn it around for you. They can put in shit that you never said.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Like you said, they're listening now. They're listening now.
Oh, absolutely.
You said this before.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing to do. We want to control the people. I mean, see, the people, here's nothing. Even though they want to be so fucking tightly shoved up our asses watching everything we do, you know, they're going to make a law about taking a shit on the left side of your toilets against the law. So that'll be next. And if you use over three fucking squares of toilet paper, you're fucking over-consuming. You know, that'd be the next one.
Right.
Up. But, right.
Yeah,
but,
person
you know,
commits an average of five felonies a day, not even knowing it.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Exactly. You
absolutely.
Know, I got lawyer friends of mine. I asked them, I said, hey, when you woke up this morning, how many laws did you commit? How many laws did you break? What do you mean, man? Of course, you don't know either, do you? And you're a lawyer. You don't even know. Because lawyers are only trained to be officers of the court.
Yep.
The court comes before the fucking client. People don't get that. They have a license
right.
to steal your fucking money, and they don't care. They're in it for money. They're not in it to help
yep.
you. And they'll take
that's
on
right.
as many motherfuckers and get a hold on and suck money out of them and tell you all kinds of bullshit lies. You
yep.
know? I mean,
I
was being sued by
you
a
know?
Motherfucker. I mean, the guys could tell you, I've been going with this shit for 3 or 4 years, this motherfucking Jason Rice. This motherfucker's been trying to sue me. He's had other lawyers call me. They won't touch a case, and they fucking want to fuck what company's up. We know you, but I don't want to fuck with you. So, okay, well, that's cool, but that's not the point. So, anyway, and I didn't do nothing wrong. You know, if I did, I'd own up to it and pay it, whatever. Fuck, that's the way it is, right? If I was wrong, but I wasn't.
That's right.
The story was so bullshitted, nobody would believe it. If you took this in front of a fucking jury, they'd laugh their ass off, okay? Anyway, make a long story short, because we're down to 6 minutes. But anyway, make a long story short, this guy used to work for me. I was trying to help him out because he needs to buy food and diapers for his kid and stuff like that. I'm trying to help him out. So he's got a green thumb. He's really good with plants. So I had him working on my gardens, shit like that. Well, anyway, one day he came into work, and I said, yeah, man, I got to change the carrier bearing truck eventually one of these days. I'm not going to do it today, but I'll do it sometime or another. But I need to do it eventually. So anyway, he decides to go outside and take the drive shaft off my fucking truck on a hill. Wheels ain't blocked. The emergency brake ain't on. You know, he almost killed himself. Okay?
Oh, man.
That truck rolled right over top of him. It's a one-ton Dodge, 3500. You know what I'm saying? So the axle fucked him up pretty good, broke up ribs, shoulder, all kinds of shit, you know?
Wow.
And anyway, so he sued me. He's been trying to sue me. But he said he wouldn't.
Oh, it's your
fault.
It was his own fault. Yeah, okay.
It's not. I'm not negligent at all. But in
no,
his
I know
statement
that.
To the, but right, in his statement to the court, he stated that he put a block under the tire, and the next day he went to work on it, and the block had been removed.
Fucking liar.
Under the tire. Now, remember, you're talking to me, okay, of all people, this guy, me, Ron Rep, okay? And I'm an engineer, okay? I'm also a mechanic, all right? I'm a lot of things, believe it or not. I'm a pretty smart guy. I mean, I'm not boasting myself. I don't believe in that shit. I'm talented in things I do, okay? Anyway, so the first thing in my mind, and I told this lawyer, I asked the lawyer himself, are you mechanically inclined? And he says, no, I'm not. I said, I see that. Or you would never file this case. So my question was to him, I said, well, your client is stating the fact that the block was under the tire. The block was not behind the tire, nor was it in front of it to block the car from rolling. Correct?
Yeah,
oh, I don't
yeah
know.
You go.
So, well, no. And the emergency brake was never on. But in a statement, he said, I removed the emergency brake. Now, when you say remove that emergency brake, you're stating that I took the whole emergency brake system off of the truck, right?
Yeah. Because
that's what it says, that I removed
that's what it
the emergency
like, yeah.
brake. Not disengaged it, I removed it. See the difference? That all makes sense in court. See what I mean? That's you see what I'm following? How fucking
yeah,
stupid
works.
People
yep.
really are. And I did give that fucker some money to help him out when he was fucked up and hurt. I did, out of kindness, my heart gave him some money, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You probably felt bad for him. I mean, you know, that's, just,
right.
that's a normal
right.
human being.
Exactly.
To do
then he turns
like
around
that.
3 years later and tries to fuck me. You know?
Yeah, fucking
so.
People. Fucking people.
So anyway, it blew up in his face. The court itself dismissed it because once I started pouncing on him, I started pouncing, man. I'm fucking what? I'm pushing. I went to court. As a matter of fact, I almost got sanctioned. I almost got fucking sanctions. I was so fucking mad. It was my fault. My fault. I'm bad. I'll pay it. But this lawyer filed a sanction against me for $2,000 because I prematurely motioned on a discovery, you know, which, I mean, the case is 4 fucking years old, man. But since the filing date, I couldn't do it. I was like 10 days ahead of myself. Well, anyway, and the judge goes, Ron, you know the rules. You know what's going on here. And then this lawyer looks at the judge. He goes, is this guy an attorney? And the judge
yeah,
goes,
pro se litigants don't have to obey the rules, right? I mean, you do.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to your filing time frame, you have to. It's just one of those things. Yeah,
so you
got to
obey
the
scheduling orders and everything like a lawyer. Or I thought that was
yes.
a Supreme Court decision where yeah, they have to have a little leniency towards you.
Well, somewhat. Yeah. Well, the judge never gave him the sanction. He never granted.
Oh, okay.
The So, you know, yeah. So, yeah. But the judge had to kind of jump my ass a little bit to keep me in line and make me think, you know, he had to play the part. You know what I mean? The judge knows me. You know, we've known each other for quite a few years, you know. But anyway, but he knows my style. I've been in court. He used to be a prosecutor. And he took me on 2 times, and I beat the living shit out of him. And he's seen it coming. Matter of fact, the last case I had against me, the courthouse was packed with people coming to watch it happen. Ain't that crazy? There was no other case on the docket but this one. Every cop in this county, city, and, I mean, people from everywhere wanted to see this go down, okay? They wanted to see who was going to win this case. It was like fucking going to wrestling, you know? Should have sold fucking tickets for it. I'm serious. But anyway.
Well, I should have sold tickets, man.
Yeah. Well, he got his witness on his stand, and the witness lied. This is under a contract breach is what it was. And they tried to get me for theft by deception because I took a down payment. And we did start on the process, but he came over and stopped us from doing the job on his property because we did his neighbor first. Well, his neighbor was received before him. You know, you're treated as you're served in line. You know what I mean? Everything's in order.
Yeah.
You come first, you're treated first. You know, I'm not going to stop you to go do this guy, you know, because he wants to be fucking first. So anyway, he went to the cops and lied to him and said, I stole this money from him. Well, anyway, I got him up, you know, the prosecutor, I'm saying, which is the judge now today. And he goes, was you under contract with Mr. Reck? And he goes, no, there was no contract. So it was my turn to fuck with this. I said, here is a copy of a contract. And I said, I asked the guy, I said, his name is Studna. I said, is this your signature on his contract? And I hand it to the bailiff. The bailiff went up there, handed him, let him look at it. He goes, no, that ain't my signature. You must have forged it. And I looked at the judge. So, Your Honor, may we ask that he produce his driver's license? I know that me nor you are any experts in handwriting, but we kind of can get a close idea of how close that signature looks to the one on the contract document. And the judge goes, well, I have to allow that. So he pulled out his license. He was shaking like a fucking leaf. He was nervous now. He didn't know what the fuck was coming next. So anyway, the bailiff hands the judge the contract and the license. He looked at it. Then he hands it back to the bailiff. The bailiff hands me. I look at him, look pretty fucking close to the same as me. So anyway, so hand it back to the bailiff. The bailiff handed it back to the dude and gave the contract to the judge. And the judge handed it back to me. Anyway, so I said, now, by looking at that signature on that driver's license, you know, even though I am not, nor you judge, or any handwriting expert, but it does look pretty close to a similar same type of signature to me. So, I mean, later on, we could go further into this and to get a professional handwriting expert to analyze this and find out the fact that it is technically Mr. Studden's signature on this contract. And judge looked at me, looked at the prosecutor, which is, you know, the judge. This is judge today, looked at him. And anyway, so you just, you know, they're kind of looking back and forth to each other, and I'm standing looking at what the fuck, guys, what we're going to do here. Because they're fucked. They know they're fucked. I got them. I got them by the ass, okay? So anyway, now here's the other thing. This guy, for 3 years, never showed up for court for the preliminary hearing. Missed every court date. Missed them all. All right? So anyway, now the fact is he's done been caught in 3 lies, okay? Because he stated that it has to be completed before in 30 days or his insurance company would close him down and he had to shut his hotel business down. It's a motel, big motel, okay? I mean, not real super big, but pretty decent size, about 120 people, you know, capacity. But anyway, so anyway.
That's a good size.
Yeah, it's pretty good size. Anyway, I owned an asphalt company back then, okay? But anyway, it was resurfacing the asphalt and coating it and striping it, doing all that shit, you know, make it look nice again. But anyway, so this guy, you know, he's done been caught 3 times. But anyway, we take pictures of every job before we start them, okay, for our portfolio. You know, if we're trying to sell, you know, jobs and stuff, we show them the before and after pictures of the jobs, every job we've done.
Oh, yeah,
before
I did this for landscaping, yeah.
Right, there you go. So anyway, I pull up this picture that's notarized. It's been signed by a notary, okay? It's also got a timestamp on the picture itself that was taken yesterday. The day before this court date, right? And here's the picture of it was 5 years ago, okay? So anyway, I said, now, is this what the parking lot looks like today in this condition? And he said, no, it's not. It's been, you know, this is an old picture of the parking lot. It looks much better than that now. I said, well, judge, can we take a drive down to take a look at it, you know? And the judge looked at this guy, and he looked at, well, judge, yeah, it is kind of messed up a little bit. So he lied to the judge again, okay? Because it is. It's fucked up. It was taken yesterday, motherfucker. Can't you see the notary stamp on it? And the picture fucking, you know, time caption on the fucking picture itself? You know, the camera and time. Anyway, but he's not ready to say I manipulated it. I made it up. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
So anyway,
oh.
But then I showed a picture of the before we ever touched it, you know, and it wasn't fucked up as bad as it is now today. So in other words, it's never been corrected, ever. He lied about the insurance company shutting him down, all this shit. You know what I mean? So he lied again, you know? So anyway, the judge goes, well, is there anything else you got, Ron? I said, yes and no, judge. I don't want to really arrest it because right now I believe that Mr. Stunden has filed 3 counts of perjury in this court, lied to you, lied to me, lied to the prosecutor, and I think he should be charged with it. The defense arrest.
There you go.
You know, that's what I did. You know, so he never got arrested. They never did fucking arrest Cock either. But
no, they very rarely do.
Yeah, but it gets better. The story gets better down the line, okay? Anyway, so a year's gone by. The case is over. I don't care. You know, I had to go and sue for I sued him for $2,000 for my bail money, which he paid me. He gave up the money. He didn't want to fuck with me. You know, he found out nobody to fuck with, you know? But anyway, so a year later, I'm looking at the fucking news on the internet, okay? Here's this motherfucker in jail, locked up, going to do 20 years federal for fucking fraud.
Wow.
I said, how you like me
Wait,
now?
Wait, somebody
fucking
else over?
His mother-in-law. He stole millions of dollars from his mother-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah, his mother-in-law was well off, man. And he bought 2 hotels here in Branson off her money. Yeah. And, you know,
so he was trying to
screw
anybody he could.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. But when he fucked with me, it's bad mojo, man. It's bad mojo. Don't fuck with me.
There's a lot of people like that out there.
Yeah.
And
there is.
You know,
they think people are smarter than everybody else. That's what the thing is, you know.
Yeah.
You know, here's something else to think about, Joe, and Ron has pointed this out several times about the cops. Never talk to the cops because eventually they'll get away. They'll get to the point of where they say, do you understand?
Yep.
Right? And when that happens, it's not what people, that word understand is not what people think it is. Right, Ron?
That's
you
right.
Stand under their authority. Yep.
Stand
That's
under
right.
them. Right. You stand under them. In other words, they're above you. That makes them no longer a public servant.
Gotcha.
But they are a public
yeah,
servant.
Yeah, that
you
makes
work
sense.
For me, motherfucker. But
yeah,
in reality, they work for the American you. They do not work for the United States citizen you. There's two of you, you know. And
well, you see, nobody could
that.
Understand that the other night when you were talking about it. I'm glad you jumped in and backed me up on that, where the people don't understand that we're a corporation.
No.
They just don't understand it. They don't get it.
That's
they
right.
can't understand
That's
the concept,
no.
you know?
Right, right. Yeah, they don't. They think it's bullshit. And like
yeah.
I said, when I figured that out, it was by accident. You know, I didn't go looking for this shit. You know what I mean? You know, I'll tell you a little story about it. I was in my office. I was looking through some files. I found my birth certificate. I looked at it, you know, the warm, fuzzy feeling, mom, dad, my dad did a dad worked
yeah,
on chemical.
Yeah.
My mom was a housewife, you know, and here this little beautiful little creature, me, came out. Such a beautiful little baby. I was a beautiful baby.
Oh.
I'm an ugly fucking adult, but I was a beautiful baby. At least I can lie about myself a little bit. Anyway, but anyway, yeah, on the bottom of it, it said printed by American Bank Note Company, little letters. Like, you can't really make out unless you really look hard at it. Like, they didn't really want you to see that. You know what I mean? For some reason.
Yep.
So I said, well, what the fuck? So I Googled it and found a company in Pennsylvania, or a piece of the company. And I called it, and this nice-sounding lady sounded really sexy. I think she's probably about 500 pounds, but she sounded good. But anyway, I asked her, I said, ma'am, what do you guys print? And she goes, well, we print stamps and bonds. I said, okay, what about birth certificates? Oh, really can't talk about that. Okay, so as soon as she said that, we got off the phone. I said, well, thank you, ma'am. Have a pleasant day. Hung up. I got on the phone, started calling a bunch of buddies of mine from when I was in college, you know. And so we got to look into this shit. We got to look into this hard and heavy, man. Anyway, so everybody, by the time everybody got to me, I already got back to them saying, check this out. This is a fucking U.S. bond. This motherfucker's a U.S. bond, man. And what it is, and people don't realize it, you know, the Great Depression, that the United States had to go to the Federal Reserve Bank, which is the fucking central bank of England. They, you know, then sold us out in, you know, fucking 1913 in the Federal Reserve Act. So they gave them control of the money. And, but the point is, it locks them in. It's a consent. They gave a consent to the fucking Federal Reserve. And what it is, and Federal Reserve was put in there to fuck with people's mind, to think it's part of the federal government. And most people, if you ask them, do you think the Federal Reserve is part of the U.S. government? And people say, oh, yes, it's part of the federal government.
No, it's not.
But they think it is. See, there's the trick. So there's so many tricks that's been played on us. You know, like a lot of people threaten me, call me a conspiracy theorist and all kind of shit, too. But no, this is years of research I've done on these topics, you know. And because there was something wrong with the system, and I found it out when I was younger. Something is fucking wrong here. What is it I don't get? Then I started studying courts and laws and politics and everything else. And then I found, okay, this is how the game is played. You got to know how to play the game. So what they've done with the birth certificate, you know, everything is named for a certain reason. First of all, birth. You know what a birth is? Most people don't. A birth is where you park a fucking ship, right? In a berth.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you barn in? Okay. What do you barn? What do you come out of when you're born?
Water.
I come out of mom's pussy. Well, yeah, but they call it another fucking name. What do they call it? A birth canal.
Yeah.
So you're born in water, right?
Yeah.
So that's what a birth certificate is. It's like you're a ship, which this goes under Uniform Commercial Code. Get it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Admiralty Maritime Law, right?
That's right. Maritime law. That's right. Banker's laws. So, anyway, then you have a birth certificate. Well, then you're not considered a human being living thing. You're considered a manufactured product. That's what you are. That makes you a U.S. citizen, a corporation U.S. citizen. But you're a product. So.
Yep.
So the thing is, here's the thing. Constitution and Bill of Rights were done and presented and went into effect, okay? That was for American citizens. It was not for U.S. citizens. That's
correct.
Why laws are different. Now, a lot of these laws that we see in front of, like driver's licenses, marriage licenses, jaywalking, speeding, shit like that, all these fucking things, okay? These are all laws that you gave consent to be prosecuted for.
That's right,
You told them, go ahead and fuck me, okay? So
sign your driver's license, yep.
Right, and it's considered a privilege.
Yep.
But yes, back in the day when driver's license came out, it was a privilege, and they marked it under the fact of the corporate law, because a driver is somebody that drove for somebody else that made money on the road, right? Person ain't making money on the road is not a fucking driver. But as a corporation, they are. They are still considered a driver because they're driving a corporation around, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So and even though they're not getting it technically paid, they're still claiming fame to that shit because of the corporation. It's a business vehicle. Okay. You know, that's what it is. So, right. So
interstate.
Anyway, well, interstate compact. But the thing of it is, here's the point. I've won several cases with this, and even though judges were assholes about it, they didn't like it, and they made sure I was the only one fucking there. They didn't want nobody else to fucking
yeah,
yeah,
yep, yep.
Right.
You're last
anyway,
the whole time.
Right. But,
my
but
job.
The fact that, right.
I use
but
the road.
The
road.
Fact, right. But the fact of it is, that is what we do. Now, on a marriage license, we sign consent again. There's another consent. We sign up for consent for a whole bunch of different rules.
But you just do it first, you don't use that road after. That's how they fuck you. They fuck you every goddamn time.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. It depends. Yeah, right. You're right, Gunn. But but the point I'm making to this whole thing is it's everything you do is under consent. And, you know, where people really fuck up is when they go to court. You know, we have this fucked up stigma in our fucked up little brains that we believe that if we plead not guilty, we're not guilty. Well, here's the problem. You're already guilty. You have to prove to be innocent. You know?
Yeah.
If you're thrown in jail and confined in a cage, a box, you're technically already guilty.
Yep.
So if you are not guilty, if you are not guilty, then they should have to prove that you're guilty before I can even put you in a box. But the whole point of it is you gave consent to let them do it. You gave consent. And here's how that works. Here's the fun part about this, and the judges hate this shit, hate me for it. But the fact is the judge's conviction rate is what they do to make money. The more they convict, the more they get. That's how that system works. I've had many judges tell me all about it. And incentives and kickbacks. Remember the kids for cash? Remember that little gig? That was sweet. Why not? Let's do that. But anyway, the thing is, when I go to court, the judge will ask me, well, how do you plea? And I'll say, well, I don't. And the judge will say, well, I'm going to enter a not guilty plea for you. I will say, I object. The judge will say, on what grounds? And I'll say, actually, two grounds. And the judge will say, okay, what is that? I say, one, you're making a judicial determination that I'm not guilty of this bullshit charge. Or two, you're practicing law from the bench by suggesting me do that.
Yep.
Now, that judge is going to get mad. He's going to get mad. He's going to threaten you with contempt of court. And you simply state back, I object. I'm not trying to contempt court. I'm simply stating the fact of right. And I'm practicing it. I'm practicing that right. And you have every legal right to do it. Now, if the judge goes ahead and puts you in, locks you up, the judge just violated his constitutional oath. Okay? So the judge can take off his robe and say bye-bye to his career because it's over now. You know?
All right, well, how do you do that?
You've got to know who to talk to. There's the other thing. Who do you go to fucking fix this, you know? I mean, you go to the registry board, the attorney's registry boards, and file a complaint, which takes 2 or 3 years from them to review it and give a fuck about it. Right. Or you can call some friends of theirs at the Bar Association. Then make it public. Say, okay, well, you can't fix this motherfucker. Let's make it public. No big deal. File charges against the judge.
Yeah.
You can't sue him, but you can prosecute him.
Okay. All right.
See what I mean?
I mean, but chances are, though, they're going to shut you down, though. I mean, they're going to come after you.
No,
I mean,
chances are
they're going to keep you in there 90 days, 120 days.
No. They get rid of you. They want you out of that courtroom as fast as possible. They say, okay, whatever, bye, get the fuck out of here. That's it. Plain and simple.
So you use that, all right. Well, you got to be careful what you say, too, because like you said, you know, everything, you make one mistake, they hang you.
Yes, they can. Right, because you gave them consent. That consent is the main key point of what you got to realize.
Yeah.
Consent.
Yeah.
And most people that are in jail, 90% of every motherfucker sitting in jail right now are volunteers and don't even fucking know it, you know?
Jeez.
If there's not a victim, damage, or fraud, it's no crime. Anything else would be a rule. Like, if you go to jail for fucking child support, you're going to jail not because of child support, you're going to jail because of fraud. You committed an act of fraud, which is under the Constitution, one of the elements, right? Because here's the deal. You signed a contract, and you didn't go by it. You signed a contract to pay child support. And this has been tested and proven. Without a doubt, I've tested this. Matter of fact, I used my son, as a matter of fact. My son, my youngest son, he has two daughters with another chick, and he got locked up, did some time in jail because I wanted him to. I wanted him to learn his lesson. Then we fixed it once he got out.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, the state kept coming to him every day. These fuckers are interviewing him every day, wanting him to sign his paperwork on these kids, and they tell him all these sad stories and shit about what could happen to your daughters. Blah 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 blah. My son finally told him, man, here's what you need to do, man. He goes, this makes like the 10th time you fuckers have been here. I'd say you know. And I'm gonna tell you no again, but here's what you need to do. You need to call my dad. Or you need to go up here in this courthouse, I mean, and ask his name. Just ask about my dad. And you'll find out why I'm not signing this fucking documents, you know. So they never came back, you know. They found out, you know. And another fun fact is I own my granddaughter's names, okay. I know people think I'm crazy, but I did it, okay. At one time, my daughter-in-law got pulled over, and she got arrested for writing bad checks. She wrote a bad $5 check to a drugstore or some shit. Well, in the state of Missouri, you could turn into a prosecutor and get arrested for it. Well, she's like fucking 70 miles away from me. You know what I mean? And I'm talking to the cops on the phone. And so we're going to release your granddaughter to the state because we, you know, can't wait here till you get here. I said, well, okay, whatever. I said, I guess we'll have to deal with that bullshit. So anyway, they gave me the contact number for the lady, the caseworker and all this shit. And I got a hold of this lady. I said, yes, ma'am, where can we meet at so I can pick up my granddaughter? Well, you need to meet us in Ozark. You need to come into the office. You need to fill out some paperwork. And I said, why would I have to do that? Well, you know, because that's the protocol, blah, blah. So, well, ma'am, protocol won't exist with me on this, because here's the fact is I own her. I own her name legally, okay?
Yep.
Well, sir, that's not the way it works. Well, ma'am, you need to get a hold of a supervisor, because here's what's going to happen. If you don't release my granddaughter to me, I'm going to call the FBI and file a complaint and have you arrested for kidnapping. Because I own that name. I own that. It belongs to me. It don't belong to the state, you know. And that's what people don't realize. The majority of the population of the United States of America doesn't even know you could own your own fucking corporate name. Own it. But nobody knows it. So if you don't own it, guess who owns it? The state. You're a ward of the fucking state. So you belong to the state. So there's another thing against you. You see what I mean? And that's what it is. Well, anyway, 5-10 minutes later, she called me back. Oh, we'll meet you in the parking lot. You're fucking right, you will. End of that fucking story, you know. She didn't even look at ask for my driver's license or anything. Well, I don't even have one, but anyway. I mean, I have one, but I don't use it. But anyway, you know, but she didn't ask me no questions. Because, I mean, granted, oh, Paw, you know, of course, yeah. You know. And I told Eddie, have a nice day. She goes, well, that was a hell of an experience, sir. Thank you for the information. Well, you're welcome. She's kind of blew her mind, you know.
Well,
but she didn't know either.
Yeah,
she don't even know. She works for this company. It is. It's a fucked up situation we live in, man. It's just
They don't know how to.
It's a two-sided world.
You just can't wake everybody up. You know,
no,
you just can't.
No. They don't want to be woke up. They rather go, you know, que sera, sera. That's what they fucking want. Yep. Just go along with life like nothing to it. Fuck it. I'll do whatever. You think you'll do whatever. You think that. But, you know, not without the master telling you what you can and can't do. You know, when Lincoln freed the slaves, he made us all fucking slaves, you know.
Yep.
That's what happened, and people don't get it. People don't understand their rights. But the fact is, you have to realize something. You don't have no rights as a fucking U.S. citizen, man. You ain't got that. You live by corporate rules. You live by the corporation's rules. The big corporation. And another thing, I try to stress out to people, so this might sound crazy to you, Joe, but I tell fuckers shit like this, man. I said, look at it. United States of America. Ain't that kind of a funny name? It kind of sounds good, doesn't it? It kind of just goes together, don't it?
Yep.
But they don't. United States of. A two-letter word makes a world of fucking difference. Of America.
Yep.
America is a country. United States is a corporation. They're a management
It's like person
firm.
And citizen in the 14th Amendment. They switch person and citizen around. What are you? You know?
Huh?
Big difference in law.
Right. Exactly. Right. So, you know, this whole fucking thing, all this shit we see going on in the White House, you know, like the Speaker of the House and Nancy Pelosi being a psycho bitch and, you know, Maxine Waters, you know, the turtle man can't talk, he's freezing up. Joe Biden don't know who the fuck he is. This is all controlled by corporations. They want this. They need this. They need to have a free fucking rubber stamper. They need somebody to rubber stamp anything because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. They think they're doing it for the greater good. They're doing it for cocksuckers' pockets. You know, that's what it's all about.
Control.
But it's imploding right now. They want control. They want to be bigger, better than everybody else. That's the whole point. But it's imploding on itself. It's falling apart. It's actually literally, you sit back and watch it fuck itself. People quit spending money. When people quit spending money, that is the love of money is the root of all evil, right? So when they stop spending this shit, everything freezes up.
Purchasing
they make no
power,
money.
Yep.
Exactly. Yep. Once you stop that fucking chain, it's over. Rome's going to happen. Collapse. So that's what's happening right now in front of us. It's collapsing. They don't think that, though. They think something other fucking euphoria in their mind that's going to happen. They're going to be the kings, the gods of the world, and la da da da, and all this shit. But that ain't going to be the way it works out. You know, and these silly motherfuckers don't realize they're going to die someday. You ain't going to live forever, motherfucker.
We all are.
Just like the rest of us. We're all the same. We all will die. You know, like this fucking gay movement, this, you know, transgender and shit, and try to teach the kids and all that shit. You know, 20 years ago, you tried this shit, you'd be going to prison for that shit. That would never be happening in these fucking schools 20 years ago, ever. You never hear them talking about fucking a child 8 fucking years old learning about get their fucking dick cut off to be a girl. You know, they even can't do reality yet. You know, most men don't get common sense until they're about age 35 fucking years old. And I'll argue that any day, any fucking day.
Yeah.
I'm 57. I don't have no common sense yet. I'm still fucking retarded. Yeah. So,
that may be true. That may be true there, Ron. You know, you're closer. Real close. Real close.
It's more than likely, isn't it? Yeah, well, there you go.
They all got to be.
Right, but that's the whole point of my show. That's why I do these fucking shows, is to try to help people to realize what the fuck they need. Look, look here. I say this, too. Don't believe me. Don't believe a fucking word I said. Go look for yourself. You figure it out. Because that's the only way you're going to learn all the other little aspects that are involved with this. Because there's a lot of little bitty shit. You just don't see it with me telling you what I'm telling you. I'm giving you the tools. If it's up to you to figure it out, you know.
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah. And that's what needs to happen. People need to wake up to this.
Yeah, people don't. They don't. Wake up tomorrow morning and just go along to get along.
Yep, that's it.
Get along.
Paycheck out. What do I do? Pay the rent or am I going to fucking eat this week? You know what I mean?
Just over broke.
You don't, want to
offend. Yeah, well, that's what you
don't
that's
want
what you're
to offend anybody. That's what it is. You don't want to offend anybody.
No.
Poor baby.
I have an emotional problem. Yeah. Right.
Right.
I'll never sleep. Don't need to pay a psychiatrist money. I should have became a psychiatrist. I wouldn't fucking been hilarious. I think I would have been a good psychiatrist.
Still could.
You know
still could.
Yeah, I should. You know?
Well,
I hear
Dr. Phil is retiring, and there's a psychiatric show that is going to need somebody to fill in for Dr. Phil.
I would be the guy. I could see it like this.
Yeah.
I'd be like this. Mr. Rick, let me ask you a few questions in your psyche. When you were a child, did you play with dolls, sir? Did you play with dolls? Yeah, I did. I played with dolls when I was a little boy. I sure did, doctor. But tell me, Mr. Rick, how did you play with these dolls? What was you doing?
Well, doc, like this. I had a Barbie doll, and I had a Ken doll, and I had a G.I. Joe. And here's what I used to do with my dolls. I would make G.I. Joe fuck Barbie and make Ken watch. And I think Ken was watching G.I. Joe more than he was Barbie. So there you go, Doc. Very interesting. So there you go.
Yep. That's the kind of guy. Make the G.I. Joe fuck Barbie, make Ken watch.
I'll make a damn porn flick out of it. Damn right.
Absolutely.
I'm all
for it. Your daddy works in porno now that mommy's not around. She used to love her heroin, but now she hits
right.
Guns and Roses. Gino.
Yep.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, driving girlfriends crazy with your last insanity.
Yeah, they flopped after that. That was the best album. Then they flopped.
Yeah.
They have the greatest system since sliced bread. Fuck you. You know that? They have the greatest system since sliced bread to fucking fuck you. On anything.
Right.
A driver's license, you know, you name it.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. For them.
But if you look under the word
fuck
license,
you.
It's to conduct a business.
Yeah.
I didn't know having a fishing license. That means I'm fucking in the fishing business now. Yeah.
Yeah. Commerce.
Yeah.
You fucking, you know, and that's what it is, too. And they all just want to zero out their accounts. Really, docket numbers, QSIP numbers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, did you ever hear, Joe, did you ever catch the, oh, you probably haven't, when I explained to people about going to the treasurydepartment.gov?
Yeah, a little bit. I was actually talking about that, too, a couple of times. But what is that all about, you know, treasurydirect.gov? It used to be able to go to fidelity.com, but they shut that down.
Yeah, well, it's Treasury. Either way, but we go treasurydirect.gov or .org or whatever the fuck. It's Treasury Department, man, regardless.
Yeah.
And type in bond calculator, okay?
Bond calculator.
Type in bond calculator. You'll get a little box where you type in the numbers to this bond.
Okay.
On your birth certificate, there's a cuspid number on that, okay? That's the number you want to type into that, then hit enter and see what the bank tells you what it's fucking worth. A lot of people did not believe me when I said that really happens. And of all people, one that didn't listen to his old buddy George Sinzer. He didn't believe it, but he's on his show or my show or something, and he did it, and he's seen what he was worth, and he was fucking shocked.
Really?
Because he knows more than everybody else.
Treasury,
but yeah, he's seen it.
Treasurydirect.gov?
U.S. Treasury.
All right.
I think it's .gov.
Yeah. That's what you, because it was your Treasury Direct. .gov.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it's got to be. All right, let's click on that right there. Okay, what comes up? Login Treasury. It says login, Treasury Direct login.
No, you ain't got to do that.
Savings bonds, Treasury marketable securities, auctions, laws and regulations, research center, government users.
Yeah, look for bond calculator.
Bond calculator. Well, I'll just type that in, like you said, bond calculator. Let me type that in.
Bond calculator, right.
Yeah, because I'm curious. I want to get to this. I want to see what I'm calculator.
Didn't anybody tell you, warn you about coming to my shows, man? They're not good for you.
Bad influence, man.
I'm bad for your mental fucking health.
Very bad.
That's bad why you don't see a bunch of people here. People don't like my show.
Hey, gang.
You know, a lot of people don't come to my show because they don't want to hear my shit.
Probably spelled calculator wrong. Spelling wrong. I will off here on here. Let's see here.
How do you spell calculator?
I don't think it's this one. I don't think it's this one. I got to be like savings bonds, treasury marketable securities. Let me see. I'm curious here. Buy a bond, gift savings bond, cash in a bond, savings bond value calculator. There you go, right?
There you go. There you go.
Okay, let's try that one. All right, it says, weed, welcome your feedback. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Paper savings bond calculator. All right, Treasury Direct. Let's see, value today, value on past dates. All right, where would I?
Just want to type in that number on your birth ticket, bro.
Oh, yeah, but where's the box at?
There ain't no box there?
No.
You
got to
click on paper
box.
Bonds. Click on paper bonds.
Okay. All right. Paper savings bond calculator. So let's see. Oh, where's paper bonds at? Things to calculate. All right, go to savings bond calculator. Well, wait a minute. It says go to savings bond calculator. That's where I want to go,
yes.
Right?
Right.
Okay. All right. Let me click on that one. All right. Go there. All right. There it is. Okay. There it is right there. All right. There's a little box right there. It gives you a bunch of, it says savings bond calculator, and it's got the, you got bond serial number, issue date, denomination, series bonds, value as of. Well, that's what I got for a box.
Yeah, just type in that custom number in that box. That's what you need out of your birth certificate. You have your birth certificate handy?
It's right here in my drawer, actually.
All right, well, pull it out. I mean, don't pull it out. Pull it up. Pull it up.
Don't be talking dirty to me now, goddammit.
Don't be fucking around.
Play
pull
that
it out
shit.
Make it work for it, goddammit. Get that money shot.
All right. There we go. Choose the number. Okay.
You see it?
Yep.
Okay, type it in there.
I've got it. I'm getting it in there.
Then hit enter.
It says I'm worth $3 million. $3.8 759.
Now, did I just prove to you the fact that goddamn birth certificate is a fucking bond?
Now, what company is it? Well, where is this coming from? Where is this coming from, though?
It's a U.S. savings bond. Just you're owned by the government. That is your custom number, bro.
No, I believe
don't that
you. Blow
your mind?
Shit, you know. Yeah,
you're gonna
but
be
I've
up
never
all
typed
night
in
now
mine. This is the first time I've ever typed
will.
In mine. It's the first time I've ever typed in mine.
You'll be up all
I've
night,
heard people
Joe.
Do it.
You'll be calling me Ron.
Yeah,
Bob,
but I am. I'll be
scrolling
around. Not a savior. Motherfucker,
yeah.
Man.
Now you want to.
Don't that blow your mind?
Now you want to sell your bond.
Yeah.
You guys ain't going to get my. You ain't going to hear about me tomorrow on the news. I'll be the next shooter, right? You know? There's Joe. You know? We fucked
yeah,
fuck
them
over.
Yeah, I see
the fucking
black SUV. Did you talk to this guy last night? I think. I don't know.
I ain't going to
hear
peacefully.
Voices. You know, I hear the sounds of voices in the night, you know.
Yeah. No. Whatever happens is just my own doing. Nobody else is responsible. But at the same time, I'm messing illegal, right?
Right. But do you see my point, what the reality people don't get? You know, that's part of it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a mind blower. Here, when you first see it, most people see it, my God, you got to be fucking kidding me. You know?
There's all kinds of shit on here.
Yeah. There's more shit than you think, man. You know?
Yeah, I wonder what Wall Street
traded just like anything else, man. your soul.
Holy shit, $3.8 million.
Yep.
But then there's different numbers. Well, hang on. It went up. It's gone up. It's got a chart here with you know, different. You know, it's always been above from what I can see.
Yeah,
for a while.
It's like a fucking stock bond. You know,
son
it goes up in time. It goes up and it splits. It does all kinds of stuff. Like owning a piece of stock from fucking like sell oil company.
Now, well, I'm going to do some research on this. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to keep this here. Now,
yeah.
Do companies trade with me on Wall Street?
Fuck,
I heard
yeah,
somebody
they do.
Say
you
that
trade
once.
All the time. You trade like a trick on the street, man.
Well, I'm putting a stop to that shit, man. Now, but what gives them the right to do that?
Well, they did it the fucking – they just did it, man. It's a perfect fucking scam. You understand, these people are not legal at what they do. But they're the lawmakers.
Yeah.
They're the one that make up the law, so they can do whatever they fucking want. They ain't
got
to answer nobody.
Yeah.
They don't have to answer none of us. You know, when they say they're public servants, all that shit, that's just to make you happy. That ain't the reality of this, man.
What's
why do we
have
more motherfuckers
bond,
in
FRB?
Prison than any other country in the goddamn world? Because money's involved.
Anytime
yeah, the way they can fuck
bond,
you out
FRB?
Of money, they're involved with it. It doesn't matter.
Savings bond, wizards, savings bond, files. Oh, there you go. What's a savings bond, FRB? That's a fucking weird. That's not Federal Reserve note.
So many
it can't be FRN.
There's so many of them, Joe. It ain't funny. There's different thousands of different kind of bonds and shit.
Yeah. Motherfucker. Treasury securities and programs, my accounts, research, planning. What the fuck? How to save your inventory. This shit's crazy, man. This shit'll blow you. Man.
Yeah.
That motherfuckers would tell me all about this shit all the time. And I used to talk about it on my podcast show, but I never really, you know, never typed it. I just, damn, man.
You never got
it. Well, I got it. I just never put my, you know, I used to tell other people to do it. I never did it. You know,
right.
I was always curious about it, but I just never did. That's why my birth certificate was right here in my desk drawer, you know, because I've always talked about this all these years, but. I just never fucking decided to do it. I'm a bitch. I'm almost $4 million, man.
Yeah.
Must be getting old.
Sell yourself. Just sell yourself, man.
Yeah,
well,
sell myself.
Can't.
I know
you
can't.
Can't.
I
can't
think
right
you can.
Now. No. If you look
you
at
mean
first,
to tell me
it'll show
you
a copy.
That
it's a copy. It's not the original.
You
got to have the original to cash
out.
But you have
go
the right to that original. You just got to find it.
Yeah,
you
how do you get? Because you could get your right. You're right. It's a certificate of birth. I don't have the origin of birth. Right.
Right. It's a bond, dude. It's just a bond.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, I would need the origin. I would need the real bond.
Right, but But they use that to get loan from the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
To get money from them, they use it as collateral. And you got to remember something. We are so far in debt with the Federal Reserve, there's no way possible ever could pay it off. It'll never happen. Now, you got to figure, we've been in the hole since about, what, say, $23 trillion. But now we're, what, $36, $37 trillion in the hole now? So, we couldn't pay it back then, what the fuck makes you do it now? And they keep getting more and more money. And what they're doing is they're giving control of these foreign fucking banks. Which is a Federal Reserve Bank, is a foreign bank.
Yep.
You know,
D.C.
is
right.
Its own country. You know what I mean? The Vatican
just
to make is its
sense,
own country.
Just use logical sense here. When you're born, I remember when my kid was
right.
born, I had to register his name, you know, with the vital records. And then, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And what am I registering with? What do you mean? What's this? What are these red numbers on his birth certificate? What the fuck are these?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's his ear tag number.
Yeah.
Like a piece of livestock. I'm going to do it again this winter. This winter, probably January, February, in the neighborhood. I'm going to do this thing I've done called Human Farming, and where I'm going to go through a series of like 30-minute segments. I'll go through these and teach people how to be a human farmer.
Uh-huh.
Why they farm us. Why we're being farmed, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot of information here.
Yeah, there is.
Son of a bitch.
Crazy, ain't it, man?
And why can't you sell your bond?
Because you don't have the original. You just have a copy of it.
That's right.
You have to get a hold of the original.
Yeah, I have a certificate.
And see, under the fact of law, it legally is yours. You own that. You never gave consent to sell it or put it up for hock. You know what I'm saying? Because you weren't mentally capable to do that. You were fucking just born. You can't even talk yet. You can't wipe your own ass or piss or nothing, you know? You have no knowledge.
Well, look what this says right here. Well, check this out. A subscription for purchases of U.S. Treasury securities, SLGS, one-day certificate of indebtedness. What the fuck does that mean?
you can buy bonds. They'll sell you all paper you want. They'll sell you paper all day long.
And that's what these foreign governments do. Yep. And that's what they buy these bonds. Yep.
Yep.
They trade with them on Wall Street. That's what they're fucking doing.
Yep. That's what they do.
Son of a bitch.
Just like
what
you know, everybody says, well, you know, China owns America, but yeah, because they own American bonds.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in debt to those motherfuckers. They just own our bonds. And if bonds belly up, they don't get shit. They're fucked.
Because we're property.
Yeah. Products.
Yep.
Your property and a product. Right. Well, your product
doesn't
become a property.
Now bring this to a pastor of a church. Tell me, if this is in a sin, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The devil or whatever, evil.
Well, churches are set up, they're set up to ease your mind. They're a therapy session. It's made up bullshit. I don't care how motherfuckers dedicated to church and religion shit are so fucked in the head, it ain't funny. They don't
especially
know reality. They've been raised this way to believe it. You know, once you had so much bullshit pumped in your fucking mind so hard and so much of it, what else can you but believe it? There's no way around it. You know, it's there it is, man.
Yeah.
It's nuts, man.
Well,
I'm telling you.
To your point, Ryan, I go to a little small church, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our pastor, who's a little bit older, he's retiring. And so we're having trouble getting a new pastor because these pastors want to get paid, and we can barely afford to keep the doors open, and you know they want to get paid at least $2,000. These pastors, you know? So
right, yeah.
Talk about the money.
I'll come down and preach to you for half the money.
I'll let my friend know about that.
You know, I'll start church, and I'll come. We'll start with some songs, usual songs, some hymns, right? You know, and you know, then you know, I'll say hallelujah, you motherfuckers. God bless it. You're here today. God don't like you. He don't like you. He can't fucking stand you. The only thing you are to him is a pain in his asshole. And here's what he wants you to do. God wants me to tell you, because he told me this. He told me this today, this morning when I got up. I got up, I scratched my nutsack, and God came to me. As soon as I rubbed the fucking magic balls, it was on. He showed up. And he says, Ron, tell these people they need to hand over the deed to their property and all the money in their wallets and their bank accounts, and you can save them. Tell them you learned this from the Catholic organization, and you know better. You know more than them because you talk to me, you know. So then I went on with my regular morning after I got done scratching my sack and I scratched my asshole a little bit, and God came back again. He says, by the way, tell them to hand you the fucking car title, too. So get that from them, too, and tell them they're going to be saved and Jesus, you're guaranteed to go to heaven. And, you know, and a king did that once. A king actually did. He gave his whole goddamn kingdom, all his gold, money, everything he had, because the Catholics told him that he would go to heaven if he gave up all his shit to him. And he did. Did he go to heaven? He doesn't fucking know. But the Catholic religion used to tell people that shit. If you buy these tickets, you're guaranteed to go to heaven. So you get a ticket to heaven.
What are you, indulgences? Or whatever it was called, where you pay to be forgiven of your sins or whatever it was. Whatever the fuck it was at the time, and it's like, you go back and you watch the Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves thing, and at the end of the movie, the friar Tuck goes into the bishop, and the bishop is sitting there wallowing in gold and silver and stuff like that, and it's like,
Tri-Tacos, well, you sold your soul to Satan, your grace, for 15 pieces of silver. Pay your devil on your way to hell. Yeah, and it's like the first corrupt church is the Catholic Church. They're corrupt, and they've been corrupt for centuries.
Well, hey, I'm gonna play a song for you guys that I would play in church to be the first one. So let's go through this ad real quick. I want you to hear this. It's pretty good. Right. I think it'd be a perfect thing for the church. It really
amazing new iPhone 15 Pro. Sean,
do you mean this one, the one with titanium?
What this bullshit? Yeah, YouTube's gotten fucking retarded lately. They won't let me use my ad blocker no more. Fucking assholes. Here we go.
Hymns here. I got hymns here. Get them while they're holy. Fresh from God's brain to your mouth.
And now, please rise for our opening hymn, In the Garden of Eden by I, Ron Butterfly.
Hey, Mark, remember when we used to make out to this hymn?
Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll. I know one of you is responsible for this, so repeat after me. If I withhold the truth, may I go straight to hell, where I will eat naught but burning hot coals and drink naught but burning hot cola.
Where fiery demons will push me in the back.
My soul will be chopped into confetti, strewn upon a parade of murderers and single mothers.
Where my tongue will be torn out by ravenous birds.
Bart did it! That part right there!
Milhouse! Milhouse, you did the right thing. Bart, come with me for punishment. You too, Stitchy.
I had to do that. In the Garden of Eden, honey. That would be awesome. That's what I'll play in your church.
Iron Butterfly there, huh?
Uh-huh, Iron Butterfly. In the church. In the Garden of Eden. You know, that's...
yeah.
By Iron Butterfly. Yeah.
I want to respectfully disagree with everything you said about God and religion. I agree there's a lot of charlatans and there's a lot of snake oil salesmen. But there is one legit, and that we will stand face-to-face in judgment at one time. Uh-huh. I was not raised in the church, nor by anybody in the church. But by the grace of God, when I was about 19 years old, he made a special way of getting my attention to help prove to me that there is a God. Uh-huh. But I do have problems with religion. I'm
right.
all about a relationship
right.
with
right,
our
man.
Creator.
I don't believe. I'm not saying I don't believe there ain't a God. There has to be. There has to be something else. But man has taken religion to a whole different fucking scamming level. That's my point. That's why I don't believe nothing they say or anything they do, because it's made up bullshit. It's a con game, you know. And then the government is all for it because they've got people convinced, because it's a controlling mechanism for people. That's, you know, because people believed it. They believed the bullshit
yeah.
these preachers are saying. Look at these mega churches. What brought that shit on? When did a church become a rock concert? And, you know, like Christian rock. I'm a rock musician. You know what I'm saying? And I've had so many
yeah.
offers. So many offers to record religious shit. You know what I mean? And I know. And it religious rock didn't last long. They're really trying to promote the kids, suck them in. So they can indoctrinate their bullshit to them real quick while they're young. You know what I mean? Which it worked a little bit, but it didn't last long.
It wasn't marketable. You know, it just wasn't marketable music. And, you know, I think kids caught on to it. It was bullshit, you know, trying to suck me out by, you know, Jesus was a heavy metal rocker, you know. And then, of course, then you had these old timers at the church were praying the Satan, the fact that Satan music, and it was crazy. I just had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with that part. But no, you're right. There's a God, but like I said, but a religion can't preach it to me. You know, that's that.
I do appreciate the fact that you're wanting to point out charlatans. I'm just concerned that if we're not careful, we cross that line of mockery and blasphemy, and then that really is even a worse situation because now we're pushing everybody to not even try to find the right connection to their creator. Because there is a truth there, whether we want to, and I'm still learning. I'm not trying to, you know, trying to come across as I know it all, but I know there's a lot more positive aspects of helping someone realize their true potential. It's just, for example, and this is something I'm going to bring up because I think you can relate to it, in the respects to what you guys were talking about earlier with your bond and you being a part of this system where they can tag a value on you. Well, if this is truly a corporation in the context that it was, where the bond has been issued on the product, and the product happens to also be a joint owner in Unity, then you also are a shareholder, even though you're also a product.
Right.
And so, therefore, they are committing all kinds of other problems or, like you might say, providing more victims and more damages and more fraud than we even are really talking about. Because if they're not willing to accept the fact that you have a right to self-determine the laws of governing, and when you contact this particular group, like Joe was asking, well, when you go to the treasurydirect.gov and you go to the savings bond calculator, and where's this information coming from? And whoever it is that's managing that information, if to be the government or, like most of us believe, the bankers, then they're committing extrinsic fraud against us and destroying our private property by not allowing us to have a say in making sure that the rules, laws, processes, and procedures are all willfully including all of us.
But you are witnessing the biggest Ponzi scheme ever in the history of the world. Bernie Madoff had nothing to this, you know.
No, I agree with that.
You know, so that's the reality we got, you know. I mean, but like I said, man, the point being, you know, like reason I brought religion into it is kind of a joke kind of thing, but, you know, but that's right. You know, there is a creator of some kind. You know, I don't know. You know, I can't say that because I don't know. I'm looking to know. I'm learning just like you, you know what I mean? It just, you know, I don't know. But people should be allowed to believe in what they believe in, and that's fine. I'm cool with that too, you know. But when you get older, you can see more shit around you that's going on, you know. And that's what I look for. I look for the flaws in things. I look for the bad issue of what makes it bad. It is supposed to be the thing we go to. The church is like what brought that up. Is because, like the bond itself, they're trying to make you think it's a good thing, but it's not, okay? But whenever we get into any type of conflict, they have been known to go to the preachers to tell their flocks to do this, 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 and this. That's what government instructs them to do, okay? And remember, the state and church are supposed to be separate. So why would they come and do that? But they have done that many, many times, and many different reasons, you know? They use the church to control the people, just like money.
Yeah.
Money
is
the biggest control of money.
Man has perverted it, like you were saying, because of the love of money.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm like going, wait, you know, I care about human beings, whether, and I, like you, believe each one of us get to self-determine what we want to believe. But we're all going through the same process of trying to understand our here and now and wondering about the ever after. And and my point is, hey, man, I do not want to stir up more problems by the way I'm communicating it with other people makes them disbelieve there's any potential hope, that we're all here for vain reasons, even though there is a lot of truth to it, and there's more snake oil, especially modern-day snake oil salesmen, and they've got a lot more tools to fool us. But at the same time, I believe, too, that there's enough of us that understand certain things to a certain level that we can help protect each other instead of basically using each other as a butt or a mockery to the system to further aid Luciferian divide and conquer. And that's where I have a problem. It helps, even though we're wanting to be funny or call out the hypocrisy, we've got to be careful on how we're doing it. Otherwise, we're feeding the Luciferian beast to eat up more of us. Does that make sense? It's hard to communicate, and I'm not the greatest communicator in the world, so please forgive me if I'm failing.
You're fine. But you look at the aspect of what this has done. You're talking a very minute little bitty pinch of people. I mean, a little pinch of people. You know what I mean? Very small. The majority rules. Remember the majority rules type thing? But that's what you're seeing, the majority of that. You know, it's so many different religions and different practices of religion. You know, and there's so many different gods. You know, pick your pleasure. You know what I mean? That's what we see.
You know, the problem with this, the problem with the denominations and stuff like that is, you know, you may or may not believe in the Bible, but they supposedly preach from the same book, right? Supposedly preach from the same book, even though there may be 1,000 denominations of, you know, First Baptist, Second Baptist, First Methodist, Second Methodist, Third Methodist, you know, Catholics. You know,
kind of sound like banks, don't they? You know,
You
know, bank and loan type thing. Yeah. But you know, here, let me throw this at you real quick. When you bring up that part, here's my deal. I was raised a missionary Baptist. Okay. Now here's the thing is, you know, I don't believe a lot of things about it. I just don't. But here's one thing I do believe in about them is these preachers don't ask for money. They don't do it for money. Any true preacher would not be doing this for money if Dave is a real preacher. You know what I mean? Why would you do the Lord's work for the gain of money? You know, all the other ones, Jimmy Swaggart, the Copelands, all them people, they claim they need money to keep spreading their word, and that's not what they're doing. They're buying private jets. They live in mansions. They live well off the means. You know what I mean? So, you know, like Kenneth Copeland said one time that God did not want him to ride in the tube of demons. In a tube of demons. What does he mean? A commercial jet. Like he's so fucking special, you know, that he has to have a private one. So you see what I mean? Them are the kind of things that just burnt my ass. Because my mom used to watch the PTL shit, Jim Baker's bullshit down in Florida years ago till he got popped. And once he got popped, I kind of took a look at religion real hard. Then I was young. I was a fucking teenager. But then Jimmy Swaggart got popped with the hooker, came back, people forgave him, he did it again. And he was crying on television about this bullshit. And that was the biggest bullshit scam I've ever seen. So ever since then, I've now became a person that is, you know, really skeptical on churches, you know. But I'm not saying nothing about God, you know what I mean? If one does exist, I believe that it does. But some people don't. Some people do. You know, they have so many different, like I said, there's so many different models of gods. And a lot of these gods have been made up, you know, but people believe them, you know, which is sad. Mm-hmm. You know, the only real true God is in your heart. That's the true God, you know, not some made up bullshit. Like I said, most of all your churches is a bunch of made up bullshit. And the government supports it. Because, like I said, they can help control the people's thought. You know, if the preacher says it, then we have to do it type thing. You know what I mean? So, look at that fucking Jones guy. Took all the people to that fucking island and killed all them. Remember that?
Right. Oh, yeah. You had fucking Mike Murdoch and stuff.
Jim Jones.
Give me your $1,000 seed.
Yeah,
know?
Jim Jones. Yep, Jim Jones.
No, Mike Murdoch. Mike Murdoch. You know?
Yeah, the Wisdom Center guy, Mike Murdoch.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait, how is me giving you $1,000 going to help me out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, look, listen here. You know, there's another cult leader was David Koresh down there, Waco. He thought he was the Messiah. He thought he was God. Look what happened there.
I agree with the sentiment of cynicism that you guys share. My concern is that if we're not careful in how we talk about these guys, especially when it comes to, you know, our government's doing the same exact thing, becoming the Lord and Master. And it doesn't matter who the Lord and Master, there is no other Lord and Master. Your Creator gave you and you alone the rule over deciding what governing, you know, you, over the governing of you. Even is stipulated in our Declaration of Independence. You assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle you. No other human being on this planet Earth has any jurisdictional power or authority over anything that has anything to do with governing of you. And as long as we pander to whatever group, whether it be government or any of these government agencies or the religious organizations that you guys are calling out, then you're being led down the Luciferian path.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And
no one.
It doesn't help. The Constitution was based around the Bible, right? It was based around a belief system, right? And mm-hmm. when you get people that say, oh, it's not a hard, what's said in the Constitution is not hard and fast. It's a living document. All that stuff, right? And it's like, okay, how is that when it's strictly stated in the Declaration of Independence, life, I believe it's a declaration, life, liberty, and, well, it used to be property, but pursuit of happiness, right? So, okay, they're saying, well, life, pro-life is not in the Constitution. Well, right to life, there it is, right there, right? It's right there. It's written in the Constitution. And they're saying it's not there. You know?
Right. Yeah, but anyway, by the way, who are we talking to here? Who are you, sir?
John Doe.
John Doe. Okay, I thought you sounded familiar. Sorry, man. Hey, John, sorry. I recognized your voice, and for some reason I just couldn't calculate you. Right on, man. Glad to see you showed up for this.
Yeah, that's
welcome
all
to
cool.
My crazy
hey,
house.
Mike. Hey, Mike, if you look at the Fifth Amendment, that the last part of it, it says, no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. That's in the Constitution.
Right.
Even though the Declaration of Independence, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They didn't need to retain property in that sense because they already told you in the first paragraph that you assumed among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle you. That right there proved beyond a reasonable doubt that everybody that was going to be party to that particular covenant agreement, the Declaration of Independence, that you are an independent, self-governing, free person that is only accountable to your own creator. Of your own,
right.
You know, direction.
Right. And,
so they
and
didn't have
faith.
To have property in
right.
that, even
right.
even though they did put it in the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution.
Right, and that's the thing. And basically what the Constitution is a covenant agreement. And back in biblical times, covenant agreements meant something. Okay, you make a covenant with somebody and you say you're going to have this, that, and the other. Well, back then, yeah, it happened. I mean, when God, let's just say, for the sake of argument, God makes the covenant agreement with Abraham and says, see all this land? All this land is yours, right? And God made the agreement with Abraham, right? And so, and it turns out he was true. Now, we can argue about what land he was talking about. I'm not talking about that. I'm just strictly talking about the covenant God made with Abraham, right? It was a covenant agreement that said, you see this land here? Look at this land. Look at it. It's yours. All you got to do is go and take it, right? That was the agreement. So, yeah, the Constitution is a covenant agreement. And that's how come they hate the fact that it's a covenant agreement. That's why they keep saying, well, it's a living document. You know?
Even if in my humble opinion, since, you know, all this stuff is hung up in interpretation, that's why, like you were talking about earlier, we have all these denominations, because each one of us are in a different level in our pilgrimage of understanding and knowledge and wisdom. And so, therefore, we have a right to self-determine where we are today and change our mind in the future. If things prove to be different, then we can adapt our mind to a new level of knowledge if we choose to. Or we can remain more ignorant if we want to. So, in respects to that, in the, you know, our particular Declaration of Independence, it's not really, to me, about a covenant between God. It's actually an agreement covenant between we the people and what we declare as inalienable rights. Even though a lot of people want to say their privileges or their rights in the Constitution, through the Declaration of Independence, they are unalienable rights that are attributed to all humanity that are party to those covenant or agreements between we the people. It's not we and the government. It's not we and God. It's between each other.
Yep.
But I'm open to growth. If somebody else can show me more perspectives, that I want to learn too and keep growing.
Yep. When it starts out, we the people. We the people. Not I the people. We the people. Right? Plural. Talking about, you know, it is what it is. And there's a reason why the founders wrote the Constitution the way they wrote it. There's a reason.
The Constitution. The Constitution was written to do one thing, and one thing only. The Constitution was written to restrict the government.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would prefer to say the Constitution was written to restrict we the people from using the power of our government as a weapon to beat our other fellow Americans into submission to our own personalized agenda, depriving them of their freedom of right.
If that's the case,
that's one way. John, that is definitely one way to look at it. But the Constitution was written to protect us, the people, from the government.
Yeah, is this Boyd?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I just want to make sure I was recognizing that you and I are that I'm communicating with you. But this, I agree with you in the general context. Government is a legal construct. So this document, when we refer to government, we have to realize at the point in time that this document was put together, they were looking at it, well, certain people are going to move in and out of these roles and responsibilities as officials of our government. But the government is a legal construct that we all are owners of, and you and I, we the people, are the highest level authority of the government. It's not discussed, even though people want to say, oh, there's only three branches of government. Well, yeah, there is if you take away the ownership, and you and I are joint owners in unity, unity of title, unity of interest, unity of person. And I appreciate Ron reminding us at, from time to time about the Four Corners rules, because we have to take all of those things into practice in understanding that every aspect does not stand alone. They stand in reliance to each other as a whole. Mm-hmm. And that's right. Why even though the word is government in there, you may not be working as a administrator and manager of our rights at this point in time, but whenever you get elected as an official, you become administrator and manager of our rights. That's a special privilege, but that does not deny you your inalienable rights, and nor does it transfer your inalienable rights. You still own them all. You are the highest power, authority, and jurisdictional owner over all of your rights of governing you, and nobody else has that. They have their own, but they don't have right and access to manipulate or influence yours. And if they do without your consent, then they've violated the whole spirit, hope, and promise of the Declaration from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
It all
comes back to consent, like you just said. That's what it does. It comes back to that consent thing. And they use it widely.
The one thing that everybody keeps ignoring, all right, we have the Constitution. That was only one of our founding documents. And that was written to protect and was written around our original founding document. Not the Confederation of the States, but rather the Declaration of Independence.
I agree with you. It's hard to communicate sometimes because we all have our own idea of what the words we're using means in our own mind and heart, and not everyone that we're speaking to is going to parse it the same way. So we're using the best means of communications that we know how to convey what we already understand from our own perspective, and hope that others understand and receive it that way to empower them, hopefully, to not be railroaded. Because the more people that stand up with a steel spine and are able to supposedly protect their own, then it will help all of us protect our own. But the masses of useful idiots makes it harder for those that do have spines to protect our own, because the others that want to manipulate the system use the ignorance of the masses to manipulate the rest of us, in addition mm-hmm. to the ignorant ones.
Absolutely.
So empowering each other is very important, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm just saying, you know, government as a legal construct does not change the fact that the people who serve in those official roles of governing assume the powers of those positions, and they're actually using those powers against the rest of we the people in abusive ways, and it's illegal, even though we haven't figured out how to fight them in a substantial way yet. We're little by little figuring out how to come together to fight it. But the point of it is they're using, and it's an, oh, how do I explain this? I think you guys understand it already, but it just frustrates me sometimes that the people that are in control continue to have this way of getting so many people to act like sheep, and we can't get enough people to stand up and challenge it. and bring it back to the reality that we all get to self-determine the rules, laws, process, and procedures by mutual assent, you know. Otherwise, some of us are being the slaves and somebody else is the master. If that's representation, you know, then undue influence, coercion, duress, bullying, extrinsic fraud,